Right after Loveline. Coming up on Loveline on KROQ 106.7, the world-famous K-Rock, is Loveline with Dr. Drew and Ricky Rackman. An in-studio guest is none other than Peter Tork from the Monkees. He's got a new record coming out, and he's here already. Peter Tork coming up next from the Monkees. Hey, Peter, what's happening?
Not a thing.
Anyway, I'll be back at 10 o'clock with Belly, in-studio guest Belly. Anyway, I'm sure you remember this, Peter.
I'm sure I do.
FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Call 1-800-520-1067.
Yeah.
Loveline. Listener discretion advised.
Now here's Ricky Rackman.
Yes?
So seriously, how long have I been in the studio?
12 seconds.
You're listening to Loveline on K-Rocks. You know what it is? Because for people that don't know, the studio is in Burbank, and I've always lived in Sherman Oaks, and now I live in Marina Del Rey for this, week today. Marina Del Rey is further from Burbank than Sherman Oaks, realized.
That's good.
So I like to talk about it. I mean, I'm listening to it. I'm like, come on, play the long version of Musical Youth, Wayne. When I'm just like sitting here just like, But I made it. It was close. But I made it. Hi, Rodney.
Hey, what's happening?
I see you got your little... This is like your... Is that like a monkey shirt or what?
This is a monkey shirt with the buttons and everything.
So that was a monkey song that Rodney played, because we've got Peter Tork, who's our guest on Loveline tonight. Didn't really get to meet you or anything, because I just walked in. Rodney will be, of course, following Loveline at 10 o'clock.
And your studio guest, Belly, will be
Belly on. Will be there. Right on. Very cool. Right. So two great shows coming up. One being...
Including this one.
Ours. Yeah. Two. Well, who's after that? Something great. So, listen, I went to the swap meet today, and I was, I went to the Rose Bowl swap meet, so I was thinking, man, I got to get a monkey's lunchbox. You know, I got it. Well, this is what happened. When we had Catherine Bach from Dukes of Hazzard as our guest, Barbara Bach. Catherine. Barbara's the one married to Ringo. Catherine's the one that's...
Amy.
Well, they both got... Oh, well.
She's married to the
she's married to who?
The manager of the Eagles.
The manager of the Eagles. Of course, every K-Rock listener would know that she was married to the... So anyways, when she was here, I went and I bought a Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox and had her sign it, so I was all, like, excited. But you can't find monkey stuff anywhere. I mean, it's just, like, still very, very collectible. We got Peter Tork of the Monkeys here on Loveline.
Also collectible.
What?
Gotta go to Rockaway Record Store in Glendale. They have all collectible things.
World famous K-Rockaway.
I'll be there right away. Right away. So welcome to Loveline. What are you doing now? I mean, what's been happening?
I made a record.
Now, is this a record? I guess it is. It is a Peter Tork record.
It is
record.
A Peter Tork record called Stranger Things Have Happened, a most apropos title, on the Beachwood label. Not yet available in general release, but available on through the mails and 800 number, 800-668-7420.
666?
Nope, 668. Oh. Don't confuse the people. 668.
That was my 800 number.
668-7420. I was going to work out what kind of a name it is, but I haven't gotten around to that yet.
So an easy way to call it is 1-800-GURPSNEEG. That's what it is. That being,
that's how you remember
that being
it,
easy
yes.
way to... I feel like I'm kind of like just out of it. I didn't even get to say hi, Drew.
Hi, Vicky.
Vicky.
Hey, well, you said something else is bothering you, too.
What?
I don't know.
I said something. How could I have said something else was bugging me? I walked in, and I'm 30 seconds ago.
I said, I just finished explaining to Peter that it's the fact that you had moved and not used to timing your drive here. And you said, oh, it's something else, too.
No, you know what it is?
What is it?
It's where I moved, it is, like, so bright at 7 o'clock in the morning. So regardless, I'm waking up at, like, 6:45 every single morning, no matter what time I go to bed. So it just makes me just a little bit more delirious, which isn't necessarily bad.
That wouldn't be much.
But you know what?
Different.
It's just perfect driving time to smoke a cigar.
Okay.
Just tell you that too. So I've got the cigar.
I'm seeing
going.
More cigars.
Yeah, cigars.
I like cigars.
They're coming back.
Cigars
I
and
love
coffee.
Cigars.
I count it as the degradation of the human race, personally.
And that's why I like it. I am leading the pack of the degradation of the human race. So the number is 1-800-520-1067.
Along with the Republicans.
Have they prepped you anything on what we do here on Loveline?
Very, very faintly.
Good. So let's just start it up.
You push a button and then I tell them the truth, right?
We kind of push a button and we talk to people about their love problems. And also at 8:30 tonight, in about half hour, we're going to talk to Oscar De La Hoya.
Really? You got a fight coming up or something?
Huh?
Why?
Well, probably he never calls us to say he either has a fight coming up or really needs a date.
He usually calls up to ask for a date and to promise Ricky tickets that never materialize.
Wrong. I went to the last fight.
Oh, that's right.
I had great seats. But we're going to go to some calls and we're going to talk to Peter. And one thing I also wanted to mention that I bet Ann didn't ask him you to bring, did you?
No.
Ask him to bring that, what I wanted?
No, all those movies are all
They re-released all of the Monkees videos.
And you wanted me to bring you the complete
I know, that's
set,
like
right?
probably like a $1,000 thing, huh? It really is.
In your dreams.
It was just like
an idea.
Shot. That's why I told Ann to ask. But they're releasing that now, aren't they?
So they tell me.
Every Monkey episode. If people didn't see the show, The Monkees, it was like very, very much ahead of its time.
Very much ahead of its time.
When did The Monkey Show come on?
1932.
See that? And you didn't, I mean, there wasn't color then, and...
It wasn't even video then.
It wasn't even video then.
It wasn't even television, much less video. 66.
See, and you wouldn't think so. But it was always in color, right?
No, they went over it frame by frame with a paintbrush.
I knew that. That Turner guy. He did it again.
No, they didn't colorize it electronically. This was before electronic colorization. They did it with a paintbrush.
It's like doodle art.
Yep.
They put all these kids and they just kind of threw it in. We're going to take some love calls. And right now, let's start with Marie 23 from Lawndale. Marie, you are on Loveline on K-Rock. And say hello to Peter Tork.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Marie.
I love you, God. I love you.
How can I help you with that?
No, I've been a big Monkey fan since I was like 13 years old. And
good.
This is like the biggest thrill for me to be able to say
hi
to you.
1984.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Murray, what's going on?
Well, I started... Well, I haven't really been seeing... I don't know how you classify it, but I've been seeing this guy named Richard.
Richard.
Murray, speak right into the phone. We can barely hear you.
Sorry.
Here you go.
And he's been my friend for a while, and... He had recently broke up with his girlfriend, and I started sleeping with him. And I guess he decided, he didn't tell me when he decided this, but I had just recently found out from a couple of my friends that he wanted to call the whole thing off because he thought the friendship was too important to continue.
Are you telling me that he thought that the friendship would die if you kept on sleeping together?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
And the thing is that, you know, I don't want to lose him as a friend, but I think that I feel like I'm in love with him.
Right, it's not a friendship anymore, and that's probably what he was sensing.
Yeah.
And they say he was trying to back away from that.
But he probably would have been cool if you guys stayed friends and still slept with each other.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Except can you do that?
That's the question.
People can.
Well, most people can't. Yeah, most people can't. I mean, now, usually when we talk to friends who are thinking about doing this sort of thing, we tell them not to for this very reason.
Yeah.
Somebody gets heavy feelings, both can have, whatever it is, it just doesn't, it's no longer a friendship. The friendship is usually sacrificed as a result.
Yeah.
So, 21, did you say?
23,
right. Okay, and you're feeling romantic.
Mm-hmm.
The question really is, sort of, I think the whole thing hinges on the exclusivity. I mean, you can stay, for me it does. Dr. Drew is
the chicken head. Because he doesn't want to be in this anymore. He said no. The question,
what do we know about him for real? I mean, is he saying that for
he's
him...
He's a guy. And that says a real lie.
That says a whole lot right there. Gosh, I feel like we're getting right into the heavy stuff right away. Is he saying that he is himself personally convinced that he can't be friends with you if you guys are sleeping together? Is that what you get?
I don't know if that's because I haven't talked to him yet.
First things first here, girl.
Where did that come from?
Friends of friends.
Oh.
Yeah, grapevine. Talk to him. That's clearly the first thing.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right? And I don't know. You know, I've had... friends that I've slept with and stayed friends, and friends that have stopped being friends because I've been sleeping with them. It works both ways, and the older you get, the easier it is to sort of find a blend.
You know what? I think the older you get, how much older you get? Because I think when you're...
Oh, 30, 50 years.
See, I would think that when you're much older, or, you know, I shouldn't say much older.
It's more manageable.
When you're 30s on, I would think that would be the opposite, because then you really kind of want to get maybe a solid relationship going, or am I wrong?
How old are you, Scott?
23.
No, not you. Him.
Oh. Ricky.
Ricky.
I'm older than Marie and younger than you guys.
Yeah. So, it depends. It depends on who you are. So what do you want to do, Marie?
I still want to stay friends with him, but, it's going to really hurt to not be able to have any physical contact with him because of how I feel about him.
Yeah.
He's either being really cool or really a jerk.
I think you ought to forget...
Because it might be very cool.
I think it's too late to protect the friendship. I think you got to go for the relationship. Your feelings are there.
No.
I can't
go for a relationship if the guy doesn't want one.
We don't know what he wants. We just don't know. He's not spoken yet.
I don't want to push it and scare him off. Because if there's going to be something later, and if I end up...
See, she still wants something later. She still wants the relationship.
The thing depends on... You have to talk to him, Marie.
We can't say anything more until you've talked to him, okay? Call us when you've talked to him, right?
Hold on. Peter?
Yeah.
My little sister wants to say hi to you.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
I'm 16.
Hi, Wendy. What can I do for you?
Can you sing Auntie Griselda for me real quick?
No.
No?
No.
It's my favorite song.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing requests today.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Nice talking to
you. If you don't hang up quick, I'll sing it.
Okay.
Good night, ladies.
You know what's cool, which is something that I found was interesting, because didn't the Monkees... like just a couple years ago do some sort of tour or something?
Well, it's been a few years now.
In the late 80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the thing that's interesting is you have 16-year-olds that are treating the Monkees that talk to you guys not like, oh, the Monkees, they were so cool back then. Like, Monkees are a new band. Like, you know, Peter's my favorite or Dave's my favorite, you know? And it's like you know what I mean? It's not like people looking at it as an old band. Not like they would say, oh, we really like the Beatles.
Right.
They're saying, oh, the Monkees are cool. Because the music is pretty cool.
Well, it's almost like it's the same appeal for young adolescents today that it had then.
Mm-hmm.
Similar appeal. Anyway.
Yep.
And you know what I noticed? There's not very many things that you know that I like on TV.
I didn't know
you
watch TV.
There is a show I like on TV called The Tick. And it's a cartoon. It is the funniest thing in the world. And Mickey does one of the voiceovers, I believe. Well, unless there's another Mickey Dolenz.
No, but who cares?
Hey,
you guys are not together anymore?
I'm glad that Mickey's doing something, but I mean...
So come clean. What's going on? You guys don't like it?
No, we're fine.
I mean, we're going to
try to see him.
Is this going to be an Eve Plum thing? You don't want to talk about the Monkees?
Explain that situation, Jim.
Eve Plum came on and was very insulted that I brought up anything regarding the Brady Bunch.
Well, I'm not really.
We will obviously talk about your new stuff.
We will mention it. It's just that it doesn't make any. You know, you say, hey, I saw this wonderful new show, and Mickey does a voiceover on it, and I'm going, okay, well, that's nice, but what's that got to do with me?
I was just thinking you guys were the Monkees, and so you guys aren't like ever in touch with each other.
Of course we are.
Like that.
I love those guys.
Well, if there was a guy that I was friends with and you found out, hey, he was doing something else, I would say, I mean, don't you think that anybody else is interested in what the other monkeys are doing? Because you're here to talk tonight. Am I wrong? If I'm wrong,
I don't know. Listen, I don't know.
Can you call me Scott like three times?
Well, Ricky. Scott was the one who showed him in.
Yeah, that was my problem. I'm sorry, Ricky. I won't do that again, Scott.
Okay. It's okay. Let's go to Rochelle 17 from Moreno Valley.
Rochelle 17.
Hey, Peter, do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
How old are they?
I have a 25-year-old daughter and a 19-year-old son.
So this is all familiar territory to you?
Somewhat. They're pretty unorthodox.
How's that?
Well, hold on, Rochelle.
Okay.
Well, my son hasn't, there are many young women who call him all the time, and he sort of doesn't quite get it that they're interested in him romantically.
Hmm.
He thinks they're all just buddies.
Hmm.
And I try to say, this woman's really interested in you, and he goes, oh, yeah, I suppose. And my daughter, I don't know what to tell you about her unorthodoxy, but she's not normal in that sense. She, I don't know what to tell you. I won't.
Are you with their mother? Is it the same mother?
No, they have separate mothers. Well, genetically, they have different mothers, but yeah. In terms of...
The woman that raised them is the same.
Yes, their action mother is the same woman in both cases.
What's up, Rochelle?
Hi, Ricky.
Hi.
I wanted to know what you knew about cyber sex.
What who knows about? What I know about it?
Yeah.
About what?
Have you heard any...
Cyber sex.
Oh, cyber sex.
That's
just phone sex on the internet, isn't it?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I guess to really be good at cyber sex, you have to be really good typing with your left hand.
Or right if you're left-handed.
Or right, exactly.
If you're a guy. And
why? Do you have an experience to share with us tonight?
I had an experience today, and it really freaked me out.
What happened?
Well, the guy was 26.
He said, supposedly, as far as you know.
And he might have been a girl. 80.
Exactly, true. And he was from Utah, I guess. And we were talking, and he asked if he wanted to go into a private room. And I thought, well, sure, why not? And we did, and first thing, like, out of his mouth, I mean... I had no idea what was going on. I'm only 17, and I told him too. I said, "Do you know how old I am?"
What came out of his mouth? Out of his
office typewriter?
Filthy
thing. He was just saying stuff like, "When was the last time you got laid?" and "You give head," and stuff like that.
So what's your problem?
I answered him.
But see, the thing is, if it bugs you, all you have to do is leave the room.
Well, exactly. But it was kind of fun.
Okay.
But the thing is, I mean, are these people for real?
Are you for real? Rochelle, how are you any different than this guy was? You know what
because
the beauty...
Do guys really get their kicks out of doing that?
Did you?
Somebody does.
Well, to tell you the truth, it was fun.
Well,
I'm shocked, though, because...
Good.
At first.
What I think the beauty about this is it's completely pretty harmless fantasy playing. That you can do whatever you want. You can sign on. For all you know, Rochelle, you were talking to a woman.
I know.
Did you dig that idea?
No. You know what, though? It couldn't have been a woman. Not with you.
And Rochelle, it could have been me.
But the real relationship in internet is in your mind.
And that's
okay,
not
there's real. There's no real relationship. You're getting sort of peculiar feedback from
because
a machine.
There's a guy.
And you develop a relationship in your own mind with that person that you're communicating with. It's
just never give your home phone number or your address.
I did.
You did give them your phone number.
Not the guy who I talked to.
Don't give anybody
No. This guy that I talked to last night, he was really sweet. He's from Kentucky. And he
maybe.
Asked for my address. No. We went, like, into a private room for, like, 2 hours, and he was really sweet. And he called me after last night.
Was he sweet on the phone, too?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, well. You lucked out, girl.
So is he for real, do you think, then?
We don't know. You know what? They all look the same to us.
But what I'm saying is these people that actually... Like, have, like, computer sex. Is that... I mean, are they... This is, like, totally baffling to me.
What's your problem? I don't get...
It freaked me out.
You know what? It's something you have now... You lost your virginity
and cyber.
This is it. It's fantasy playing. If you want to have fun with it, you can have fun with it. You can get as crazy as you want. If you don't want to do it. You don't have to do it. That is the beauty of it. It's very easy to say no. Okay?
But do you think... He was like...
I don't know. He was words on a white screen.
No way we can answer that for you. But, Pete, there are people that do it. I'm not so sure it's the healthiest way for people to interrelate. Okay?
But for recreation, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Not necessarily.
You know,
yeah, just don't take it too seriously. Actually, I think that's what I'm hearing here is that you want to take it seriously, don't you?
Well, she's gone. But also remember, too, there. You wonder if there should be some kind of controls on censorship.
Yeah, but you can't.
He's 25-year-old talking to 17-year-old.
Yeah. The question, if she's still listening, the question really is, what do you want? Because if you're thinking that this is going to develop into something important,
forget it.
The chances are as close to nil as it's possible to be.
You know what we're also going to do tonight, which is the first thing which I think we're going to do once in a while?
Yeah.
We're going to read a couple news things that are related to Loveline.
Off the internet.
And I have a new thing that I want to start every Sunday.
What?
Every Sunday I'm going to do my three-word movie reviews. Right. I'll review a movie in three words.
All right.
Okay?
Will you watch movies all weekend?
No, every movie I'll go, I'll go to a movie, and that way I can write my movies off on time. And that way...
Do we throw you a movie and then you...
No, it would have had to have been a movie I've seen. I've seen a lot of movies, but I saw the Mouth of Madness this weekend.
What is that?
The new John Carpenter film.
Let's have a three-word review.
I'll give the three-word review. You must have to learn how to say the three-word review. The three-word review, I'll give at 9 o'clock. Also, in 15 minutes, we've got Oscar De La Hoya.
We give Elmer Fudd imitations in the meantime.
But I do that every single night on Loveline. Right now, let's go to Noah 13 from Tarzana. Noah, you're on Loveline.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Noah.
Yeah.
Hey.
What do you think about the movie?
What? You'll have to listen at 9 o'clock for my three-word movie review.
I saw that, too.
Well, okay.
Okay, this question is for your special guest.
Yes, Noah, 13, from Tarzana.
What was your favorite song that God's ever sung?
This is a Loveline question?
Well, then I have a question for Dr. Drew.
That's Noah's.
Oh,
that's
Peter's question. My favorite song that we ever did, I don't know. I don't have a single one. I know my favorite of the singles that we put out was Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Which would be one of the more successful of the
ones? Of the top five, I think there were the top five singles. I would maybe Going Down. That was the most exciting thing. It was most exciting to play. Most interesting. The track was all improv. I mean, it was a chart that, you know, with just a few chords that we all knew. And then we played it all together, and we changed the chart right in the midstream. And if you listen to it, the chart changes. The chords change. And we didn't
explain what a chart is.
Oh, the chart is just the all the chord changes, basically, just how the changes go. And we changed it right in the middle, and nobody was without a plan. And it was all improvised changes, and we were all very happy with that. And it was exciting. And then they wrote new lyrics for it, and Mickey sang it, and it was a great piece of music. It was one of those things that you're really lucky. One of the things that was really wonderful about being in the Monkees was a chance to do that kind of thing, because when you're in the studio all the time, those kinds of things sometimes happen. And if you're just, like, only get in once in a while, you won't have a chance to do that.
Was the Monkees formed as a TV show before it was necessarily formed as a band? Didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you all met, like, at a casting?
Well, we met after. We didn't even meet at
a casting. So the show was put together before you were even really a band.
Yes.
There was going to be the Monkees, and, I mean, I can't picture with anybody else. It seemed just like it was perfect, but...
Yep.
Now you had a question for Dr. Drew, Noah.
Yeah, Dr. Drew.
Noah.
My girlfriend wants to know if Prozac can, it doesn't really do anything for her mood swings.
Well, she needs to talk to whoever's prescribing it then. I'm sure a psychiatrist is prescribing that to her, and it is a very effective antidepressant generally, but she needs to talk to whoever's prescribing it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for your call, man.
Uh-huh.
And also, if you want a fax, you can at 5201-FAX. Right now, we're going to go to... Let's go to Nikki 25 from Pasadena. Nikki, you're on Loveline on K-Rock, and Peter Tork is our guest.
Hello?
Hello, Nikki.
My name's Nikki, yeah.
Oh, good. We have Nikki on the air.
Yeah, hi. My problem is I'm a clam schmucker, and
a what?
A clam schmacker, Peter. She's a clam schmacker. Use your imagination.
Okay.
She's a lesbian.
That's right. Okay. My girlfriend...
Wait, can I ask you one question, Nikki?
Yeah, sure.
Because there's this lady, I don't know, what was she like, a district attorney or talking to a district attorney or something? There was some lady that was just appalled at my words that I used to describe gay women or gay men or heterosexual men and women. She was appalled at the words, and she said I it's very wrong. I'm not wrong, am I, Ann?
No.
She thought it was very wrong for me to use the word clam schmackers for gay women, and then they asked, are you a gay woman? And she wasn't. And
no.
I always said, like, do you find me using those things offensive?
Not at all. That's right on. That is so cool. I think that is great.
Okay.
I'm not offended at all. My girlfriend likes it, too.
I bet she does.
She does.
The word and the act.
Yeah. Okay, well, my problem is she likes to watch pornographic videos once in a while, and it totally repulses me. And because I had found one in a room, and I just really get turned off by him, and I'm totally inhibited now. It's been about 2 weeks since we've last, you know, had sex, and because we watched one together, and I just don't know if there's something wrong with me or if it's...
No.
What was it? What kind of film was it? Was it with guys in it?
Yeah, it was with...
Do you like sex with guys, or you just like a one-woman woman?
I am all woman.
You're all woman, and she's all woman, right?
We've been together for 3 years now.
Okay.
Have you ever... So is that the only porno you've ever seen?
Well, I
mean, have you ever seen lesbian porno?
Yeah.
See, you read On Our Backs?
Excuse me?
Do you read On Our Backs?
No. Uh-uh. No, I'm not into pornography at all. But
what's On Our Backs? It's a lesbian, not pornographic, well, medium pornographic magazine, sexy magazine.
No,
I'll read it.
Nothing,
I'll read it. It's very sexy.
Nothing weird like that, but it's just like every once in a while she'll bring them out, and about 2 weeks ago she brought one out, and I haven't been able to like even remotely think about sex or anything because it's sick.
That's very interesting. I find that fascinating, personally.
No, it just, I don't know.
You know what? Everybody is into different things, okay? Like that one girl, you know, she wanted to know about talking on the computer or whatever.
Yeah.
If you ain't into the pornos...
I'm not at all.
Then tell her.
Yeah.
I did, but she seems to like them, and...
Well, but is she saying that she has to watch them before you guys can have sex? I mean, is she, like, imposing them on you, or can she go off and watch them and come into the bedroom after?
That makes me angry because, like, what... You know, it makes me feel, like, really cheap, kind of. I don't know.
Why do you suppose that is?
I have no idea, because it just seems like, just like the act itself, I guess.
What? You mean heterosexual act?
Yeah.
Ah.
And for being a lesbian, it's much more than... It's this emotion, it's a spiritual experience, it's a lot of things.
If a heterosexual person isn't turned off by the thought of homosexual acts... Why do you suppose a homosexual person would be turned off by the thought of heterosexual acts?
Well, I guess in a pornographic sense, it's just to me, it's...
Well, but you were saying that the homosexual act, I mean, sorry, the heterosexual act itself, the thought of it, was turned you off. Isn't that what you said?
I think it's just the porno.
It was the porno.
No, I mean, the fact that, you know, heterosexual people have... sex to have babies, whatever. That to me is fine. But just, I guess, in the porno sense, these guys probably don't know each other that well, whatever.
So it's back to
you
the,
really look into these things really
well,
deep.
Well, no, it's back to the abuse of women by men, and that's sort of whatever.
Yeah, that's one of the hard things.
Yeah,
I don't
think that either.
The woman,
I think no.
Hey, what's she saying? Listen to her.
But just, she's wrong. She's wrong. That's
well,
not what she's saying.
No, her feelings are valid.
She just hates porno.
Hold on. Let's find out what she is saying, you guys.
What'd you say?
I'm saying that, well, yeah, in the porno sense, it's very degrading for a woman.
Right, and that's disturbing to you. And for you,
it is.
Would you have found the physical relationship to be a very spiritual connection? And,
well,
and
yeah,
something that
exactly.
Well, now you've put word, you're leading
no,
the witness.
No, she said those words.
Did you say that earlier?
I was listening, though.
Uh-huh.
Did you not say that?
Yes, I said that.
Yeah,
okay. And I wasn't listening. So our question really is, how can you settle the business of your girlfriend's liking it and you're not liking
exactly,
it?
Exactly, that's my question.
So this is one of those things. Here you go, you want a relationship, you're going to have to... This is the theater of your war, as it were, the theater of your work.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things. This is what the kind of stuff that relationships, you know, this is what you're in relationship for, is to find out how to relate this, how to deal with this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Is there a way that she can have what she wants and you can have what you want, or not? You know, I mean...
Compromise, what you're saying.
Find a place to win, and try to find a place to win. My only thought, the only thing that I always think this, that the only thing that makes a relationship impossible is if one person refuses, or the other refuses to do the work.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you can find
make
a
change.
Place. Yeah, to make the
yeah.
change.
Right.
Yeah, to do the processing. Otherwise, you can find a
I
place.
I agree with you. You
know what?
So you and your girlfriend, Nikki,
uh-huh.
get down on it and go to work. And you know, Godspeed is what I have to say. I hope you find a good
well,
place
yeah.
for it.
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks.
I disagree. Let me just say what I want
what
to
do you
say really
with?
Quick.
What do you disagree
I'm
with?
I'm the biggest smut merchant in the world, but I think when it comes to pornography, I dig it. She doesn't dig it, okay?
Yeah.
I think Nikki doesn't dig it. I think if she doesn't dig it, she should not have to watch it
yeah.
ever.
No, nobody's saying she has to watch it. Nobody's saying she has to watch it.
They just have to find a solution to the fact that
right.
the other girlfriend
don't
wants
let
to watch
just,
it.
She shouldn't have to watch, like, don't watch him during
no,
sex. Or if she
whatever.
Wants to watch it by herself,
yeah,
just don't let her replace their sex.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, if you ask your girlfriend, you know, hey, if you like, that's fine. You know, I'll be reading a book, come in and after, and maybe you'll be hot enough for us to get started.
That's what bothers me, is like, what is she thinking when she comes?
Oh, don't ask that kind of question. You're headed for hell if you
She's
do.
Thinking about smacking your clam, Nikki.
Yeah, and yours, girl. She wants you.
Okay.
Otherwise, she wouldn't be spending the time with you. Don't worry about the petty stuff.
That's right.
We gotta go.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
K-Rock. Pretty gruesome, buddy.
There we go. David Spade, this is Loveline. Dr. Drew back here with Peter Tork. Ricky, come on in. Join us. Ricky?
Ricky's here. He's just climbing into
the
chair.
I had to take a mental douche. I feel much better now. We have some faxes to read in a little bit. In a couple minutes, we're going to talk to Oscar De La Hoya. We've got some new stuff. We're going to play some of Peter's music right now. Right?
Right now?
And we're also going to do the new thing Sundays. The three-word movie review.
Well, this better live up to its billing is all I
have. No, so just, I'm going to review a movie once a week with only three words.
You know, we saw Jurassic Park finally this weekend.
Finally.
But we had to watch it like...
the greatest movie.
But we had to watch like in eight pieces because we couldn't have the kids in the room with us whenever we were watching it. They'd wake up for a nap and walk in and be like, oh, good to see you again. And turn it off.
You know what it was? When that movie came out, and
dude,
it was
so
supposed to be like a kid's thing.
Yeah,
and everybody was saying,
so
no, kids shouldn't see it. And I'm like, how bad can it be? And I saw it and I'm like, no, kids shouldn't see that.
Yeah, it was violent. Our kids were...
That's a great movie.
Our kids are two, by the way. They're not 12.
Well, right now we're going to play something from Peter. He's got a record called Stranger Things Have Happened, which you can get from calling a 1-800 number pretty much until it's in the stores, right?
Yeah, 1-800-668-7420. Or you can send 15 per CD and 10 per cassette plus 250 postage and handling to Beachwood Records, 4872 Topanga Canyon Boulevard, Suite 223. Woodland Hills.
And we'll give the address again a little bit later. Just
91364.
And if I could put an appeal out while we're playing to Peter's song here, I spoke to a young lady last Thursday who was actively suicidal. She promised me she'd call back tonight. Screeners are looking for her call. If she would please call me tonight, we'd like to talk to her, see how she's doing.
Good. The song we're going to play tonight is Sea Change?
Yeah, Sea Change.
Okay, well, here it is.
Hit it.
Oh.
No, not that one. Okay.
Turn that down.
Press the button, and away we go.
on the world-famous K-Rock, it's Peter Tork. He has a new record out called Stranger Things Have Happened. And again, a little bit later, we're going to give the phone number and the address so you can get the CD. And how long has it been since you put out anything on
Musical.ly? This is my first album.
Was there any reason why you're doing it now, or were you just kind of time was right?
I could. You know the famous famous joke? I don't know, can we tell the joke? I have to ask you guys off the air whether I can tell this joke on the air, but there's this famous joke, and it's like the answer is because I could. And that's
chances are we can.
It's about dogs doing things themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, why do dogs suck there? Because they can. Because exactly.
Thank you.
That is all about Loveline. That would be a typical Loveline joke. We're going to take some calls right now, and then we're going to talk to Peter more about the music and the other stuff that's happening.
Meantime, I'm dying to give some good advice. I hope I have some.
Okay, let's talk to...
Who are we going to talk to? Let's talk to... Hit it.
Carrie, 18, from Garden Grove.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie, you're on Loveline.
Hey.
Hey, there you are. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
Speak to us.
Okay, I'm 18, and I started going out with a guy in November, and he's 24. And he just turned 24 when he started going out, so... And last Sunday, we had sex for the first time, and now he's, like, trying... He's not ignoring me, like, we talk, but he doesn't want to see me. Like, he finds reasons not to see me.
Oh. This is an awfully sad and only too typical story.
So help me, please.
The best help we can give you is to tell you that, you know, life goes on and you'll be over it in a while.
But, I mean, I want to talk to him. Like, I wrote him this letter asking him why all of a sudden the change.
What was his response?
I haven't given it to him yet.
You need to give it to him. Maybe send it to him even.
And then another thing is...
You may not get anything back.
Well, okay. He has a problem with our ages. Like, he thinks my parents have a problem, but my parents don't care because my parents are 8 years apart.
How old is he?
He's 24.
Yeah, 6 years difference there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal to me. I mean...
The real thing that happened is this guy let his gonads run away from him and overpower his own reality, and then when he got what his gonads wanted him to do, his own Madonna horror complex set in, and he recoiled from what he wanted, and there's nothing you can do about it except to be as honest and straight ahead with yourself as you can be.
Okay.
Another way is, he was a guy.
Yeah, you might...
He's being a guy.
Well, that's certainly entirely too typical of guys. Sorry, woman, I wish we could be of more use. Dr. Drew, help her.
Help me, please.
I'm not so sure I can. We need to know more about what's going on with him, Carrie, but, you know, you're 18, and relationships can be kind of... painful experience as you learn how they work and how to make good choices, and this may be just another experience for you.
How can I make him realize that it's okay to talk to me about things?
You need to send him that letter where you express yourself, and he may just be avoiding you. I mean, he may truly be intent upon avoiding you, absolutely.
But
in which case, there's nothing you can do.
Letters are good. Letters are good, because when you're looking at it, you can just, like, it's just there. You know what I mean? To me, letters even seem more permanent than
words. They are.
Than just the phones. I mean, it's there.
Yeah, and, like, from this whole weekend, I haven't seen him, and, like, I always talk to him. He's like, well, I have a friend here. I need to go now. And then
he's trying to avoid you. He's trying to get away for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for you just to move on.
But I can't. He's like, we have everything in common. He's like my friend. I mean...
I know.
It's tough to leave these things.
The thing that you can do is to be as true to yourself as possible. Don't give yourself away trying to talk to this guy. Be as upright and as straightforward and as honest as you can be, and just hope for the best. And all you can do is hope for the best, and hang in there. I mean, don't. When I say hang in there, I don't mean hang in there with him, because if he absolutely won't have it, then you're doomed. You know, and there's nothing you can do to him to make him.
Yeah.
You know what
hang
I mean?
Hang in the sense that don't get real despondent.
Yeah, hang in with yourself, because your life is going to be fine no matter what.
Uh-huh.
Okay, take care.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm going to read a fax right now. These come to us at 5201-FAX. Remember, Peter Tork is our guest tonight on Loveline. This fax says, Dear Ricky and Dr. Drew, last weekend I met up with my old friend Mike, and out of nowhere he proposed. I was shocked and never gave him a definite answer. I'm only 16 and he's 18, and I'm not ready for such commitment. Anyway, the same weekend, one thing led to another, and we ended up sleeping together. All last week, he has been calling me 2 to 3 times a day. I keep telling him I'm busy and I can't talk now, but he doesn't seem to get the hint. He's really starting to piss me off. I don't think I even like him anymore and regret ever sleeping with him. How do I tell him it's over and stop bugging me without getting a big reaction out of him? Jill from Huntington Beach. you're going to get a reaction regardless.
Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like you are being the guy this time. You know? You slept, I mean, first of all, 16, 18 obviously shouldn't get married.
Right.
And you guys slept with each other. He thought that there was something a little bit more, but you can't keep on saying, I'm busy. If there's something you feel, tell him, look, I think we moved a little bit too quick right now. I'd like to slow off. But I wouldn't be surprised when he starts to back off, if then she gets interested. Because that old hard to get thing, you know, works a lot.
Okay.
Sometimes. So she can't answer to it. It's a fact.
That's I'm thinking we had to go to this.
You said place. Okay, and she said yes.
I'm saying okay, Ricky.
This is Jill, 24 from Hollywood. Jill, you're on Loveline.
Hi, Jill.
Hi. I really want to get my belly pierced.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I went up to San Francisco with my friends, and we walked into one of the shops up there, and this girl had her cheek pierced. And
cheek on her face?
Yeah, and I just got really queasy, and I couldn't do it. And I was just wondering, I mean, I've had my ears pierced a bunch of times, and I've always had it done at a jewelry store. My friend's mother did it. Is there any place around here
yes.
that I can go
yes.
that's clean and reputable?
Yes.
Where?
There's one place that we keep on, that I keep on, where do you live, in Hollywood?
Yeah.
You know what, there's one place that I just know they were one of the first people to do any type of piercings, and they're uh-huh. probably the best, and I don't even know them.
The Gauntlet.
It's the Gauntlet, on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood. They're the best, they've been doing it longer than anybody.
And they're sanitary.
They are the best. Don't go to a jewelry store, don't go to a place that uses a gun, for your ears included. Piercing your ears with a gun is wrong.
Right.
No matter what anybody tells you.
Well,
Jill, you're aware that the belly button one probably amongst the most frequent to be rejected or get infected?
Really?
Yeah.
That and the eyebrows.
And the eyebrows, yeah.
Which I don't get, I mean, I don't like the eyebrows.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank
be careful,
you.
Please.
We can help with anything. Do we have commercials again?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, we'll be back with more Loveline with Peter Tork.
Loveline will be right back!
Now?
Sure.
Okay. Maybe we'll get John Frost to make an opening. But there's something else we're going to do. What? We'll do this every Sunday, too?
Maybe.
Sunday's always... Yeah, because Sunday's a different show. And
you won't
very
be here
possibly,
next week, so 2 weeks from now, we'll have forgotten about
very
this.
Very possible. It'll go with the quote of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, something probably is going to be happening on Sundays in about 3 weeks or so, right?
Oh, that's right.
Did I mention it?
That's right.
No.
We can't mention it. Why? Why is that?
Yeah. I like... You know what? Sometimes Dan says, nah, don't mention it. But this way I go, can we mention it? And he goes, no. I mean, that's a great
your head, yes.
So we each have our news reports in our own special way, and jewelry, go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up again the fact that I mentioned last week that the AIDS epidemic is really affecting females, and perhaps more so, at least in terms of the rate of increase, than men. 6 times more quickly is on the rise in women than men. Black, Hispanic women are even more likely to contract the disease. It is, again, adolescent women that are a particular risk, and the women that have been contracting it have been women that have had sex with known HIV risk individuals or carriers. That's it.
The title of my news story, Drew. Italians bet on bitten penis.
Oh, good.
See, in Italy, they have this lottery, okay? They have the lottery.
Yeah.
And the way that you bet on things with the numbers is they assign every number to, like, something significant. Like, if it's the running of the bulls, it's a number 4 is going to be the bulls, okay? That's how they do the lottery in Italy. So in Caserta, Italy, a jilted mistress who bit her lover's penis out of revenge sparked a betting frenzy in southern Italy when punters put their money on a number symbolizing sex in the national lottery. I don't know how this number, the number 29, I thought it would be 60. No, well. Police said on Friday that the man needed stitches after the woman, a 30-year-old nurse, bit him during a final amorous encounter. Yeah. They said superstitious Italians in the town of San Felice near Caserta rushed to put their lottery number on their lottery money on number 29, which represents the male sexual organ, after word of the attack spread through the streets. Many southern Italians use a sophisticated system to film the weekly lottery by assigning a special significance to each number. How is number 29 the number of the penis? But they said, oh, this guy got his dick bit. Put money on 29. That kind of sums it up. Drew reports the rise in AIDS, and I report bitten balls. That would be mine. Bet on the bitten balls. And that's our whole news report. Take about 20 seconds. We'll do it, Sunday. That's fun, Drew.
You've got to convince me.
It wasn't fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
No, that's wonderful, Ricky. It's beautiful. Take
okay, because I'm going to show photos at the next break, okay? Right now, let's go to Patty, who's 16, from Inglewood. Patty, you are on Loveline, and Peter Tork is our guest.
Patty, speak to us.
Oh, hello?
Did you like the news?
Yeah, real interesting.
Louder.
Okay, my mom told me she was pregnant today.
Yeah.
And it just tripped me out a lot because, I don't know, I just started crying and she was asking me why I was crying.
Do you know?
No. I don't know why I was crying.
Are you an only child?
No, I have two younger brothers.
How much younger?
One's a year and one's 8 years old.
Did it feel any different to you growing up? You're 16 now. Did it feel any different to you? Like there was less attention placed on you when the one-year-old was born?
No, no. I mean, even when the 8-year-old was born, I was, like, really excited. But now it's just, like, I don't know. I feel like it was just not corrupt or...
Do you all have the same father?
Yeah.
Does he still live with you?
Yeah.
Can you guys afford to have three kids?
Four kids.
Four.
But, you know.
You're okay.
I don't know. And I was like, she was like, well, you know, I don't agree with the abortion. And I was like, I know, but.
Do you think she shouldn't have the child? Is that what you?
I don't know what I think that.
Do you think your parents shouldn't have sex?
Yeah.
See, I think that's more what this is about. That you're really confronted. At 16, you really understand what it means when somebody's having a kid. And when you were 8, when you had your first sibling, it was just the stork was arriving. He was a cabbage patch, you know. And now I think you're really confronted with the reality of your parents as people, and who have a physical relationship. And it's sometimes hard to deal with your parents like that, especially when you're your age.
I don't think it's so much that, but like I was telling her, she was like, "Well, you know, I try to be real responsible." And I was like, "Well, if you were really responsible, you would have gotten your tubes tied or something, you know."
Maybe is it possible that she just wants to have another baby?
No, she said she didn't know how this could happen. I'm like, you know how it happened, you know?
When Patty's telling her mom, this is how it happened, Mom.
Let me explain it to you.
Patty, you don't want her to have this child. You think there's something wrong with it, don't you?
I guess when I was looking into the future, I just did not plan something else, you know, somebody else.
Okay.
And I know I made her feel worse than she already felt.
But she's probably feeling, like, really moody right now.
And Dr. Drew, she has, they also told her she has a cyst on her ovaries.
That's no big deal.
No? It's like, they said it was, like, the size of an apple.
Right, they can get large around this time, and they need to be watched, and they can be a problem, but it's usually not a big deal. Okay? So it's not about your parents, then. It's about having another sibling.
Yeah, she was like, "Oh, but because I'm the only girl, right?"
So Ricky was really right. The way you react to your siblings, or at least this one, is the issue.
Because they've always told me, "Oh, what would you do if you know another brother or sister?" I'm like, "No, no way." You know, I like knock on wood. And I'm like, "No way." I just don't.
You know what, Patty? How pregnant is she? How soon before she has the baby?
A long time. She's early.
Okay. You can tell her how you feel, but you should be there for support regardless, because it's really not your place to say
what
she's doing is right or wrong.
I know that.
And it's not that they don't love you, Patty. It's not nothing to do with their feelings about you.
I know that, but I don't know. I guess I'm kind of being selfish because I'm thinking how I had seen and I didn't like want that. But
hey, you what?
How I didn't want it. Or
okay. Well, then they didn't think about you. Those are normal kinds of feelings. But don't take it out on yourself. Don't take it out on your parents. Okay?
Okay.
It's all right to feel that way. And especially don't take it out on yourself.
Because right now your mom might need even some support.
Well, even if she doesn't feel like supporting her, that's okay too. Just don't start beating yourself up about it. And don't think it's anything...
And don't beat your mother up.
Yeah, well, don't think it has anything to do with how your parents feel about you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Going to read a fax right now. This says, "Dear Ricky and Dr. Drew, Peter's new song sounded really cool. Tell him it's high time. Why isn't the album in any stores? Is he still into Buddhism?"
The album isn't in stores yet because I haven't developed a good plan, you know, marketing plan. It can go into stores anytime. I might go into New York end of this month. There's a chance of that. And it's really about the plan. And I'm a Buddhist and a Christian and a Hindu and a Jew and like that.
You're going to heaven. You got your bases covered. Just in case whatever's going on up there, you got your bases covered.
Buddhism isn't about heaven. You don't go to heaven because you're a Buddhist.
I don't know anything
you're
about
you're in
it.
Heaven because you're a...
Oh, I see.
No.
You know, the way the
it's
music...
Not even like... Yes.
The way back onto the other thing, the way the music business is now, it doesn't seem like you really have to have, like, a big label. You can put a record out yourself, and, I mean, you don't have all the support and advertising stuff like that, but you can put a record out yourself on a small label, and it can do pretty well.
Well, we'll see. I don't know how to do this thing yet. This is since it's my first, and, you know, it was like all I could do to concentrate was to make the album, and then comes the business of getting it out, and that's, like, now my big challenge, a big confrontation. How do you get this thing out there? I don't know how it's done. I could be a 19-year-old or a 16-year-old for all I know about how to.
Because how long ago was it the last Monkees record was released?
There was a Monkees
other record. Than the re-releases.
Well, there was a mixed bag release in the late 80s along with it. No, in fact, Pool It album came out in the 80s, late 80s. That was a Monkees album, complete all new Monkees album put out by Rhino, and that was in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's been since then that I've had anything out.
But to do this yourself, it's like all the pressure sort of on you.
Yeah,
and
very interesting to see what happens. A lot of stuff involved in all of that.
No?
Okay.
Yeah.
Two minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes. Okay. Then which call would you like to take, Dr. Drew? Let's go to Erica 19 from Newport Beach. Erica, you're on Loveline. Say hello to Peter Tork.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Erica. How you doing?
How's it going, Ricky?
It's going good, Erica. How's it going?
It's okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, here's my problem. There's this guy. I mean, I know that my feelings are totally wrong, but you have to hear me out. Okay. There's this guy at my work, and he's 28, and he's married with 4 children. And I totally understand that, but this attraction that we've had for each other is, like, kind of growing over the last 3 months. And he works for my dad. I mean, we work together. He works for my dad, but...
Yo.
Keeps on piling it on.
Yep.
He's just, like, starting to get jealous over things now, and we haven't really talked about it.
He's getting jealous?
Yeah.
Of what?
Like, I would hold this other guy's hand at work, and he'd be like, hey, you know? And he's got 4 kids.
Is he just kidding with you, I think?
Well, now he's like, I went to work on Friday, and he was like, well, you know, I'll be thinking about you when I go in this meeting, and da-da-da, and I just am getting really to the point where, like, I'm excited to see him at work, and...
Oh, Erica.
I know.
Erica.
I think the guy sounds like a jerk.
Yeah.
He is a jerk. He has, like, no respect for women.
Yep.
He's always like...
All right. Erica.
Yes.
It's not about wrong. Your feelings are never wrong, okay? We'll start with that.
Okay.
Inappropriate, maybe. Damage-causing, maybe, but never wrong. Your feelings are what your feelings are. Let's start with that. You're all right. You're a human being. You're fine, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, that's a great starting point. Now, the next question is, what's going to lead you to a happier, better life? And I'll bet you I bet we got unanimity here. And that is, you know, do your best to cut this off. Keep it as... Get cold on this guy. Get away from the thing. Stop it. Stop. Don't
tell him you'll tell your dad.
I know.
And you too, and you have to fight your own feelings. I do really believe. I really urge you to fight your own feelings. And the sound you hear is popcorn. We're working on popcorn. And I urge you to fight your own feelings and not pay any attention to this guy. And when things come up for you, then just, you know you got these feelings. Don't act out on them.
I know.
Oh, girl, I know. This is tough.
I know. It's just hard. I'm such, like, a good person. I respect other women, and I'm not like a homewrecker, you know?
Got a girl.
Attraction.
Yeah. You know what else, Erica?
Yeah.
Sometimes we get attracted to things that are bad.
I know. Like,
you know, we just like to do things that, this isn't right.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the beauty in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Living on the edge.
Definitely.
But stop and this is what we call think it through. Stop a minute and think this through. See what's going to happen if you let this go on. No good can come of this.
No upsides.
There's no upsides. Think it through. Stop and imagine it through. Maybe you get together. And somebody's going to his wife is going to discover, your father's going to discover, he's going to make a choice, somebody's going to get very badly hurt. The more you stay involved with this, the more pain there's going to be somewhere among the 3 or 4 of you. Please do your best to, like, just stop this down, shut yourself down to the best of your ability. You'll have time and place to love better.
I know that.
Okay, Erica.
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
We got good calls lined up. We got a girl, I think her boyfriend's best friend was masturbating to a picture of her. We've got another girl that kissed a female friend as a joke, and she doesn't know how to feel. She feels about that. We got a girl in an abusive relationship. We got a guy whose girlfriend is a stripper, and he hates it.
Oh, fun.
We got good stuff coming up.
Got lots
and,
of
course, the 3-word movie review. Stay tuned.
Loveline. We'll be right back to fix everything on 106.7 K-Rock.
Happened to me. Since I went to Loveline, my life changed a lot because every time I need an advice, whatever I do is I take my phone and I call Ricky Rockman and Dr. Drew, and I'm sure I have the right answer. A big kiss for both of you, and thank you for changing completely my life.
We'll just milk that one, put that one to the ground, won't we, Drew?
You will.
Compliment.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
He gave you biggies, too.
Biggies?
Biggies. Biggies. Peter Tork is our guest on Loveline tonight. You are listening to 106.7 KROQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles, the world famous K-Rock. What about live shows?
I just did one in San Rafael, California, which is just north of San Francisco.
And how'd it go?
It was mixed.
Were you nervous?
It was generally very good. Well, yeah, I was. To tell you,
this is like before. It's like it's the monkeys, so they're all on stage. But now it's like it's you.
Well, I've been doing shows off and on, you know, ever since I was 15. So mm-hmm. just nervous in the sense of like, are you nervous going up on stage? No, you know, I gear myself up. The process of going up on stage involves a lot of like mental stuff, which is not nervousness anymore. It's just preparation. But this particular show, I was a little bit extra nervous because it was the first time I'd ever used this particular band. And we didn't have quite enough time to rehearse. And I wonder about my own, you know, how come I get put myself into situations where I don't feed myself enough to do really, really well? You know, how come I came up short on rehearsals? That kind of thing. These are the kinds of questions that really, like, linger and run on. And my own work is, internal work, is about making sure that I feed myself enough. Right. Emotionally, psychically, and physically, and so on. So that kind of stuff was in my mind, and I was nervous at that level.
Okay, we're going to go back to some calls right now. Let's talk to Fred 30 from Diamond Bar. Why do you not train? Because it's an easy one for me.
All right.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, what's happening, Ricky?
What's your problem?
All right, here it is.
Oh, this was an easy one.
If you told the truth to the screener.
Yeah, I told the truth.
Okay.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Fred.
The Monkees grew up on it. Loved the show. But you know what? They didn't show the car that you guys had enough.
God, that car ruled.
It didn't? It?
Was it? It was based on a GTO, I think, right?
Yeah, but that car was awesome.
Design-wise, yeah. It was based on a Sprint. You probably don't remember. The Sprint and the GTO were built on the same chassis at the time. Only the Sprint was like had a two-speed automatic transmission, a six-cylinder engine, which was very small for its time, and, you know, barely got off the ground, and they put this body on it to make it look like a super-blown GTO. They did a wonderful job with the look of it, but the car could not go.
Your trivia question, Fred, who made the car?
Don't know.
George Barris.
No, wrong.
Oh, I'm wrong?
You're wrong.
Okay, the place on Barham.
He has it now.
Oh.
He owns it.
Barris made a lot of the cars for the Munsters.
Yep, and I think he did Batmobile, too.
Yeah, he did Batmobile.
But no, Dean Jeffries did the Munsters.
Dean Jeffries was on Barham. Was on.
Uh-huh. That's
yeah.
right. That's
okay.
Right.
All right.
Well, we did our muscle head card talk for a second, and we liked it, and nobody else did. So what's your problem?
All right. Going out with this girl. I've been going out for probably about 8 months now. And the other day, I was out with some friends of mine. We're all together. And after we had gone out, a friend of mine goes, "Hey, I seen your girlfriend." I was like, "Seen her where?" He tells me it's the nightclub.
Which one?
There's one out in Hollywood. I don't know the name of it.
She's a stripper?
Yeah.
Nude or topless?
He says totally nude. Okay.
You mean you didn't know this?
I didn't know this.
That's pretty wild.
Well, after I thought about it, it's kind of like, I really didn't, because she told me she worked in a restaurant, which she does, during the day.
Because they do serve, like, popcorn there and sometimes no. chicken wings.
But she works at a restaurant during the day, and then she goes to school at night. Well, the way that's what she told me she was doing. And so I never really thought about calling her, like, late at night, because I know she's coming home from school, but I really never checked on it. But she doesn't know that I know.
Why don't you make sure it was her?
Why don't we call her right now and ask her? Fred, let's call her and ask her.
Nah,
yes.
No.
Fred?
Well, maybe we don't.
Come on, didn't we get to have it? No, we do.
You want to, Richard.
I want to. I want us to call her on the air, and let's just work this out, Fred. This way you've got, you've got three guys who are going to help you go through the motions.
Yeah, right.
No, seriously.
Now, count me out, Rick.
Okay, you got two. Drew?
No.
Okay, me and you, Fred.
Ricky,
me and you, Fred.
The problem is...
Because I understand how you must feel. If you knew she was a stripper... That would be a different story, but you didn't know.
If you had a girlfriend, Ricky, and you...
I can't wait for him to ask this.
Yeah, right. Would you want to do this... Now, let's put it another way. If you had a story you were keeping from your girlfriend, would you want her to call you up and put you on the air and ask you this question?
Okay, yes.
Sure you would.
Right.
In a pig's eye, Ricky.
Fred?
But yeah. You do have to confront her, Fred. I mean, you have to ask her. Don't be confrontational.
Is she buying you things?
No.
Oh, she's not a stripper. Strippers make lots of money. They always buy guys things. Fred.
Yeah?
How'd you feel she's a stripper?
If I didn't know she was a stripper, I'd never gone out with her.
Why?
Why?
I I went out with a stripper once, and it's just...
Oh, one apple spoils the whole bunch, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty much you can tell from the first strippers.
Yeah, right.
They're all the same.
Yeah, of course they are.
So...
Wrong! You gotta ask her, Frank. And listen here. If she turns out to be a stripper, then you know that here's a woman you can go out with 8 months and you can like her, and the fact that she's a stripper does not affect what your relationship is really like.
But the fact is that you can't trust her because she's been lying to him for 8 months.
Well,
that's a good lie. If she was a stripper, then...
You know what, though? Can you really say it's lying? Because...
Hiding.
Never really asked her about it.
She's hiding.
And she never, you know, it's like never really came up in conversation or anything.
That's like, you can be sleeping with other women, but she never really asked, did you ever sleep with other women?
Yeah.
So that's not cheating then, right?
No, that's cheating.
Is it? Okay.
But she never asked.
Yeah, but it's not. You're not lying to him.
Not lying, just cheating.
Just cheating.
Okay.
You're hiding, though. You're hiding.
You don't want to. You don't want to call her on the phone right now, Fred?
No. I don't want to call her. But it's kind of like, see, here's my problem is, if I really like her, we have a lot of stuff in common.
Mm-hmm.
The stripper thing really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I can do this.
Fred?
Because I'm a really jealous guy.
Uh-huh.
Ah. That's the crux of it, isn't it? It's not that strippers are naturally nasty people to be with. It's just that you just can't stand the thought of other guys looking at this woman's body.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you... Listen, how much do you have any... eyes for this relationship to go anywhere? Or is it all right with you if it just stays like sort of semi-casual for the rest of your life until something else happens?
You know...
Yes.
Never really thought about it until this.
Well, because that seems to me to be the crux. If you're thinking about something serious, and if you're looking forward to like making something serious, you have to ask or you have to find out. If it doesn't make any difference to you, you know, if not knowing makes it okay to be with her, then why ask? Just hang.
Yeah, but I know now.
But you don't, because the guy might not have known.
That's true too.
The guy could have just been giving you a hard time.
He's a pretty good friend of mine. I don't think
that's why I think we should call her and we should all find out, because every listener right now wants to know.
Los Angeles wants to know.
You don't want to call her, Fred?
No.
Okay.
She's
well,
working tonight anyway.
Where would she be working, Fred? God, that was the most evil laugh I've ever heard. Fred, what restaurant? Okay, no, don't say it on the air. Is she working at a restaurant right now?
She's a strip bar.
Exactly. You think she's working at a restaurant or at a strip bar? Think she's working at the restaurant or Jugs O'Plenty?
Now, she's supposed to be working at the restaurant, but she's probably working at Jugs O'Plenty.
You could always just call the restaurant and see if she's there, and if she's there, you have your answer.
Like, I don't know. Then I feel kind of weird, because it's like I'm checking up.
But Ricky's calling, not you. No, it's not
okay. I'll call the restaurant right now.
No, Fred, it's not okay to check on it.
Or I'll go to Jugs O'Plenty and check. I'll tell you, this is the way to look, okay? If your girlfriend comes home with a dollar bill that says Ricky on it, I'll write Ricky on all my dollar bills, okay? Look at her dollar bills. Oh, no. Look at the quarters that she has, okay?
You're
she has any quarters with my name on it. She works at a strip bar.
You're going to scratch.
We all know that I don't tip at restaurants.
All right, Fred.
That's what we can do for you, Fred.
Try to get honest with her, right?
Yep. All right. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Oops.
Right now, let's go to Stacey25, calling from HB. Stacey, you're on Love Line with Peter Tork of the Monkees. Formerly of the Monkees. What? Yeah. Peter Tork of Peter Tork's record.
Yeah, sometimes of the Monkees. Stacey, speak to us.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the process of trying to get out of an abusive relationship.
Wow. In the process of trying to get out.
Right. Wow. Nice
that
catch.
Means you're stuck in an abusive relationship.
Nice catch, Dr.
What's
Drew.
Going on?
I'm just trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
Stay away from him.
But you're not achieving that, are you?
Well, I haven't seen him in a week.
Well,
maybe
okay.
You have achieved it.
Okay, one day at a time, you know, getting away from these things. What? Tell me more about it. What's the deal? What was he abusive? What?
Just he's an alcoholic and he's hit me and stuff.
Is this the first relationship like that you've been in?
No.
Yeah, are most of your relationships pretty much in some degree?
I've had like two.
Two abusive relationships. Have you had any productive, good relationships?
Yeah.
What happens to those?
That was like my first one, but they were good, but he was just a liar.
Well, that's kind of a form of abuse, too, huh?
Yeah, that's not a good relationship.
Yeah. You ever had any good relationships where you really achieved closeness and intimacy with somebody and you feel good about it?
No.
ACA for you.
I mean, that's right. And that's the way relationships are supposed to be. And what Peter is saying, is picking up on, is that you probably came from
at least a background of abuse in your family and probably an alcoholic or addict background yourself with your father or my mom. Is that right?
Yeah, my mom's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And that these sorts of things, these are the behaviors that people that come from those kinds of families usually manifest. And until you get some help with that, it's almost impossible to break out of that pattern.
And what's more, one-on-one help with a therapist is usually not good enough. It has to be at least in a group with a co-therapist, a man and a woman co-therapist, or ACA, or
which is Adult Children of Alcoholics,
which is really Adult Children of Dysfunctional Families.
Could be. Yeah, I don't know
some children of non-alcoholic dysfunctional families belong there.
Oh, right? Sure.
Yeah, they belong.
Sure.
And go there and belong. And the thing about it is you're never going to learn how to fix this by yourself, Stacy. Honest to God.
Right.
You have to get community help. ACA is a pretty. I mean, if you find a good meeting, go to a lot of meetings until you find a meeting that you like.
Hey, do you have a paper and a pen?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to find a counseling or something.
Well, we're going to give you a group to start with, all right?
Okay.
Dr. Drew's looking it up in a big old book.
Remember, the number's 1-800-520-1067. Tomorrow, our guest, I forgot what her name was.
Who's your guest?
Barry Nolan. Terry...
Williams?
Terry Williams and Barry Nolan. The two people from Hard Copy. That's going to be fun.
You're calling from Huntington Beach. Oh, boy. Let me see if I can find a
Long Beach or something.
Long Beach. I'm trying to find a separate phone number.
Terry Murphy and Barry Nolan. Terry Murphy and Barry Nolan.
We know what
they
look like. Because we see them
all
the time.
She's blonde.
Right.
He's got short hair. And you know what? Doesn't it look like, sort of like, I bet, like, stereo Dr. Drew's? Aren't there, like, a little bit of resemblance between Drew and Peter? Mm-hmm. A little bit?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Actually,
with the glasses and short hair?
Yeah.
Okay, the glasses.
It's like, one of these things is not like the other. Hi, I'm Ricky. Still there, Stacey?
But Dr. Yeah. Drew's younger.
Hold on here. I'm trying to find...
But
here we go.
Another thing is, like, I can't answer my phone because it's like if I talk to him, he, like gives me all these guilt trips.
You know what? Don't talk to him. That's the right thing to do. Don't have any contact with him right now.
Yeah.
Here's the number.
Okay.
This is Adult Children of Alcoholics and Codependents in Orange County. I don't know where, but it's a 714 number.
Okay.
472-1415. 472-1415. They should be able to refer you to a meeting in your area, okay?
Okay, just ask them for...
Just tell them you're looking for a meeting.
A meeting.
All right? Yep.
And
okay.
Go to a lot of meetings. Go to like a couple of dozen meetings in 2-3 weeks until you find one or two that really work for you. And
okay.
then go for like, 6-9 months to a couple meetings a week.
All right.
All right?
Help me. I mean, I shouldn't say so, but I've,
Yeah.
Been good.
Okay, Stace?
All right, thanks a lot.
Good luck.
Bye.
I'm going to read a fax right now. This is, Dear Dr. Drew, can you take this stuff, Joe Weider, thermogenic fat burner, if you were also taking imipramine?
Yeah.
Are there any side effects? Thank you, Lisa. Yeah.
Imipramine is an antidepressant. The over-the-counter stuff typically does not interact
or do anything.
Although, things like Benadryl and antihistamines.
Don't do make your heart beat quicker.
Well, I don't know what a fat burner is. I don't know what the hell the...
I know what a fat burger is.
I don't know what the compound is. I in general, wouldn't recommend that you... take anything with other medication unless you talk to the doctors prescribing the medicine.
This one says, I need a guy's opinion. Is Drew Barrymore hot or what? Some people say she isn't.
She was at the Christmas thing, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what
that
do you
would be
think?
My word.
What do you guys think? What do you think, Ricky?
My word would be,
Yeah?
What would
you
word
Dr. Drew,
be?
Do you care?
Don't care. No.
I don't care either. I haven't seen this thing, this new one she's in. She's supposed to be good in that. That's what the word is. But
yeah, she looks good in that.
Boys on the Side. And I'm very pleased and proud that she's working on herself.
Which reminds me, did I hear your movie reviews?
Oh, I'll give it right now. Thanks for asking, Drew. Tonight, because this is, the Loveline dollars are hard. You go out on dates, you want to go see a movie. New John Carpenter movie out, which has that guy that was in Jurassic Park, and I don't know his name. And John Carpenter did Christine and a lot of crappy movies after that, but they keep on saying John Carpenter that made the movie Christine. My three-word movie review for the movie, The Mouth of Madness. It really sucks, okay?
All right.
That's my three-word movie review.
Oh, we're just doing one movie a week?
One movie a week. Right. It really sucks.
Talk about premature ejaculation.
We have more faxes, but right now, you want to talk about? I'll talk about premature ejaculation. Let's go instead to Nick 19 from Pasadena.
Nick,
you're on Loveline.
Nick, speak to us.
Nick's listening to his radio.
Hello.
Nick,
yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Okay,
you're on the air, go.
Yeah, you're on the air. Better have something.
I am, hey.
Yeah, better have something.
Okay, well, what happened was about a month and a half ago,
turn your radio off.
I'm sorry, okay. Okay, about a month and a half ago, me and my cousin were just, like, cruising down Colorado Boulevard in Pasadena, and we just saw this girl in this cafe. She was sitting by herself. We just walked up to her, you know, just like friendly, and just talked to her and stuff. And one thing led to another. And see, I live in Hollywood with my parents, and my cousin lives here in Pasadena. He's got an apartment, so we took her back to the apartment, and we tag teamed her.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious.
I don't buy that for you.
You don't buy that.
You were walking by a cafe, you seen some girl, you went up and talked to her. Just because you were walking by a cafe, you saw a girl, you went up and talked to her, grabbed her, took her to your friend's apartment, and you both did her.
Well, we were cruising, and then we came out and we started walking, dude.
Nick,
you know, like,
Nick, what's your problem?
My problem? See, what happened was, about 2 days ago, she came back to my cousin's apartment, and she said she might be pregnant. She took a home pregnancy test, said it came out positive.
When did this happen, that you were with her?
About a month and 3 weeks ago, I think.
You know what?
I'm at my cousin's house right now.
Okay, well, this is the thing.
The radio's still on.
Nick?
Yeah?
She might be she might be pregnant, okay? Which leads me to believe that you guys didn't use condoms.
No,
which leads me to believe that here you are.
But
though. Dude, listen, Nick, okay? First of all, I still don't buy your story, but I'm just giving you the benefit of the doubt, bro, okay? And you're lucky that you're than I ever was. But if your story is true, the thing is, you guys picked up a girl, she didn't know you, and she took you back to your house and did both of you. Oh, but she was a good girl. And you
but
did it without a condom.
Though, man. You gotta see this girl.
Dude, if she was that smoking, she wouldn't do both of you and she didn't even know you.
She was just horny, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But you don't have a problem.
What?
If she's pregnant, Nick, you do have a problem. What you gotta do is you gotta say, hey, have her come by one time and have her take the home pregnancy test there, just in case she's not trying to get money out of you. Or if she is pregnant, then you do have a problem. You were stupid to do this, girl, without using contraceptives, you know?
But, you know, my cousin's really freaking out. I mean, it's like, I don't really care, you know? My cousin's really freaking out because he, like, goes to school and...
Well, you gotta
he doesn't really have anybody.
You gotta find out if this girl's really pregnant.
And then you're gonna have to establish paternity. Who is the father, if indeed she is pregnant?
Because both of you could be.
That's right.
Because she's not even sure if she wants to have the baby yet.
Well, it's up to her. That's your choice. Forget it.
I told you. Did I say from the very start?
Yeah.
This guy's so full of crap.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, yeah.
What a loser. We got his phone number from the 1-800 number. We'll give it away, like, next week. Say, hey, everybody, call this guy. He's a loser. That's what people don't understand. It's very cool to have a 1-800 number here, because when people call the 1-800 number, and please understand that we only do it in these types of cases. If you call with a real problem, we won't get your number. But when you call from the 1-800 number, we pay for the call so we can get your number. So that's how it works. So you better get a fax machine and write a big apology. Let's go to Veronica 18 from Woodland Hills. Veronica, you're on Love Line. Hello, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi.
Say hi to Peter Tork.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Veronica.
How are you doing?
I'm doing... Actually, I'm having a great time. Thanks to you and all the ones like you.
I'm going to have to talk kind of low because my best friend, my roommate, is in the other room.
Okay.
And I don't want her to hear what I'm talking about. She's studying.
Okay.
her and I are best friends, and we've been best friends since high school. On my heart. And, she went away to Florida for about a year, and she came back, and it hurt me a lot when she left to Florida. And when she came back, we got an apartment together, and everything was great. But on New Year's Eve, we got really drunk, and we decided to do something that later on turned out not to be so good. We decided to kiss in front of everyone, because everyone always says that they think that we're gay or that we're lesbians or something because we're so close. And then we kissed. And we kept doing it in front of people, and, you know, people kept going, yeah, and, you know, hooting and hollering and whatever. And now everyone says stuff about us, but I can't stop thinking about it, and we never talk about it, but we used to talk about everything. And now we don't talk about it, and we just pretend like
never. Like tongue kissing and everything?
You can't don't talk about how you felt when you did this?
Or the fact
that it was a positive thing?
The only time we talk about it is if people bring it up to us, they're like, yeah, we heard what you did, da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, we're like, oh, it was just a joke. We didn't mean it. You know, it was a joke for shock value. Ha, 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 ha.
But for you, it did mean something.
But, I mean, I've always thought she was so pretty and so beautiful and such a sweet person. We used to lay in bed together and, you know, talk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we used to sleep in the same bed together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I thought about it, but I would just push out of my head because I thought that was gross and that she would, like, hate me if she thought I thought that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know what to do because I feel like almost...
So the feelings are really opening up now, those sorts of feelings.
Yeah, and
I mean, I want to talk to her about it. I have no one in the world. I mean, she's like everything to me.
Mm.
And, I mean, I don't know what she'll say if I tell her. I don't know if
that's her. Mm.
I can
Wow.
The problem is when you do stuff with friends, it's always that weird, awkward thing, you know? Like everybody just stops talking, like, and all you got to do is make the first word and bring it up, which is going to feel a lot like throwing up, just like, I want to tell you that. And then once it is, she's probably feeling uncomfortable about it, too.
It seems like you cherish her so much that you'd be willing to take whatever kind of relationship she wanted to have.
Yeah, I mean,
if she wanted to maintain it a friendship, I think you'd still be satisfied with that. On the other hand, if she started having these sorts of feelings that you were experiencing, it might compel this relationship onto something else. But I don't think that your relationship is in jeopardy. It may be if you don't talk about it, because it may kindle some resentments or who knows what kind of miscommunications might go on. It seems to me that you guys need to talk about it carefully, gingerly, but you need to talk about the fact that...
I don't know how I could talk to her. I mean, I don't...
You begin by saying, I have something I want to talk to you about. I want to be very careful.
Don't put your hand on her leg.
If I... hey.
I'm sorry.
If I'm, like, too... If I'm too serious about it with her, she's going to be like, what's wrong? You know, if I'm just...
But there is something wrong. You wouldn't be lying, Veronica. There's something wrong.
But, I mean, I don't know if she thinks it's, like, not a big deal. I don't know what...
Well, maybe she does think it's not a big deal, in which case...
When she said...
Wait.
When she said...
Go get her.
Oh, this is pretty heavy.
You're such
No, I won't do... I won't... I'm not... No, look, no. Everybody...
Maybe
everybody
think it's lying.
No, listen. Everybody thinks when I say go get the person on the phone, I'm going to be a total prick.
No.
Did I let you down last time?
If you're nice to her, but you have to say it like in a way that...
Veronica.
You're such an...
Trust me, okay?
Ricky,
trust me.
Ricky.
Well, let's do commercials first.
You're such an agitator.
Wait.
No,
Veronica,
I'm not.
Veronica, hold on the line. We're just...
You go get her.
No. Hold, okay?
Everybody hold.
Stay right there. No,
don't do anything.
Don't move. We're going to play some commercials and we'll discuss this.
Touch yourself. We'll play commercials.
Hang on.
Love Line on K-Rock. Why don't you call us, please? Pretty please. 1-800-520-1067. Come on, call Love Line. No one's listening.
Skip into the thunder.
You are listening to Love Line on the world famous K-Rock. Peter Tork is our guest.
I'll tell you, if you
just turned in, which you should always be listening to Love Line from start to finish, even a little bit early, and stay on to Rodney's show, because he's got belly. But we were talking to Veronica. Veronica's 18. She's from Woodland Hills. Her and her best friend, New Year's Eve, they got a little bit liquored up. And the next thing you know, in front of people, they were wrestling tonsils. Okay? Veronica just feels very uncomfortable because they're friends. Not like they're gay or anything like that. Well, maybe not that they know of. But Veronica just feels very, very uncomfortable because you guys have, like, how did you say it? You've always spoke about everything together, right?
Right.
And you've
been totally close and been able to sleep in the same bed together and everything.
And now you don't even sleep in the same bed together.
No, I sleep in the living room even though we have bunk beds.
Do you think she notices that there's something a little bit different going on since New Year's?
Maybe.
Why don't you go get her? What's her name? Just say...
Layla.
Layla?
Yeah.
Just say, Layla, somebody wants to talk to you on the phone, okay?
You guys at school or something?
No, we both work, but we go to night school, so...
Huh.
We go to college at night.
So. Is she 18 also?
Yeah, she's 18.
Okay.
Layla! Okay. Wait, let me go hit the door,
because
you won't
come out.
Hold on. I can't just ask what they look like.
No, you cannot.
So I can just picture the New Year's Eve
for
myself.
Picture without getting the descriptions, all right?
Okay.
And after you're done talking to them.
Okay. And I will, Drew. And I will.
It's a good thing you're here, Dr.
A-Rock, because I called.
Pardon me?
So just talk to him, okay?
Layla?
Hello?
Is this Layla?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Ricky Rackman and Dr. Drew of Loveline.
Hi.
And Peter Tork is also here from the Monkees. And you're on the air right now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what we're gonna talk about?
No.
Okay. Veronica is like your best friend, right?
Yeah.
You guys are buddies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have things seemed a little bit weird lately?
A little bit. Like,
let's just sit.
Huh?
What were you gonna say?
We don't hang out as much. I mean, we share an apartment, but we spend all our time together.
And how long did this start to happen in, let's say, the last month and 13 days?
A month and 13 days.
I'm just using a month and 12 days. Like, let's say, what would a month and 12 days be? That would be what, Drew?
New Year's, I guess.
New Year's Eve. Okay, New Year's Eve. Would that be when things started being a little bit weird between you guys? Because, I mean, Veronica thinks you're like a friend, a really cool friend.
Wait, what are you talking about?
She's not freaky or anything. She just feels that you guys are a little bit more distant than you were before.
Uh-huh.
And what do you think?
Are you talking about New Year's?
Well, what happened New Year's?
Oh, no.
No, listen. It's not what you think. You've heard the show before, right?
Yeah.
So you know how I'm a prick.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not being a prick right now. I'm doing my best to be cool instead of a prick, which it would be real easy and fun. But we'll do that off the air. Veronica feels very uncomfortable because, I guess, what happened on New Year's Eve?
We kind of kissed.
Okay.
But we did it just to...
Exactly. Did it mean anything to you?
No.
It didn't really mean anything to her either. It didn't mean that she's gay and she wants you in the sack. Okay? It didn't mean anything like that. But all of a sudden, because it's just like neither of you have just like spoke about it, she feels kind of weird. She feels because she probably feels the same way you feel about it. You guys were just doing it as a joke. You're a little bit liquored up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And she feels it. Would that have anything to do with why you guys have been sort of distant lately?
Yeah, probably.
What do you think about what happened that night?
I don't know. I try not to hear.
Why?
I don't know, because people have been saying that we're like lesbians or we mess around.
Well, forget about people for a second.
How did you feel about that night? I mean, it's when two friends sort of do things that surprise them, it can create real discomfort in the relationship.
And chaos.
That's right. Chaotic feelings, anyway. And what we're trying to do is make sure you guys start talking again. Because, you know, Veronica just doesn't know what to think or feel, and she's all of a sudden you guys aren't hanging out as much. She's just been afraid to bring it up, and so she had Ricky bring it up. And so, let's put it this way, Ricky insisted on bringing it up.
Actually, she begged me not to bring it up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, why don't you stand right there and give Veronica the phone right now, okay?
Okay, hold on.
That was a good dream.
Yeah, we're not done.
I surprise you sometimes.
We're not done.
I won't let the listeners down either. She left the other room. Hey, Veronica.
Yeah.
Is your friend still there?
Yeah.
What was her name again?
Layla.
How come you left the room? Because you were too embarrassed to even stand in the same room while Layla was there?
I just wanted to be in the other room.
Okay. Now, Veronica,
mm-hmm.
I told Layla that you want to do it again. No, I didn't tell her that.
No.
I didn't.
No, he didn't.
I didn't.
Did she say how she felt about me?
What? She said she wants
she's
to do
not,
it again.
No, she's not sure. No. She doesn't know what to think either. She's trying not to think about it.
No, what it seems to us is that she felt the exact same way that you did.
Well, no.
No, that she felt uncomfortable, though.
Yeah. The
uncomfortable kind of, is the key word.
Yeah, that.
So how do you feel about me, Layla?
What did she say?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She said, what kind of feelings? I'm just asking her what kind of feelings. Because you didn't ask her, Ricky.
I did. Just tell her.
I just want to get it all out. I want to know, because I've just thought about you, and I just want to know if you've just thought about me. I mean...
Veronica, that's sounding a different way than we anticipated.
No, I just want to know, because, like, I feel sick, and I just want to know if she feels the same way.
Now,
which way do you feel, Veronica? Do you feel like you like her in a lover or just as a friend?
I don't know. I mean, I just like miss sleeping in the same bed with her. I just miss how close we were.
Yeah.
I just miss everything, and I just want to know if she's confused about the way.
Hey, Veronica, stop right there. Don't say anything more. Give us Layla right now, will you?
Hold on.
Okay.
Maybe she does like
her. No.
Hello.
Hi, Layla.
Yeah.
You still okay?
Yeah.
I mean, this just, you know, when people do things that they're not prepared for the feelings that they generate, sometimes it just creates a lot of confusion and chaos. You know, what we're trying to do here is get your guys' relationship back on track where it was before that whole New Year's Eve incident. Do you understand?
Well, I don't understand what she's saying.
I don't either.
Well, I'm picking up mixed signals, too.
No, she just has all kinds of feelings.
Layla, why don't you ask her what she means?
No, we need to know what Layla feels about all this stuff.
But I'm not sure. I'm picking up mixed signals.
I don't think there's nothing that would change the way our friendship, I mean,
but it did now, but
I don't know how she means it, because I mean it, this is, it was a joke, I don't.
Okay, and she,
I mean, I love her with all my heart, she's my best friend.
And I think for her, it boundaries got confused, and she got kind of overwhelmed with feelings. She doesn't know quite what to do with these things. I think she just needs to kind of talk about how she's feeling with you, so you guys can get your friendship back in track.
But wait.
I think that's what she needs to do, Ricky.
I'm not done. I know you want me to be done so badly, Drew, that you're going to hit me.
But
I'm picking up something different here.
But listen, Veronica was clear about one thing. She is confused, and she wants the friendship back the way it was. Layla?
Mm-hmm.
You understand
that? Layla would, because Layla
wants that too.
No.
I mean,
I hate to do the talking right now, because I think it should be Layla, but I think that Layla is feeling confused because she doesn't know what Veronica means. Do you want to sleep in the same bed together as friends? Why is that so wrong? What did I do so wrong?
Why don't you, because the point is to keep let these women have their relationship.
Containment.
Let them have it back.
Containment.
Let them do their own work. Don't be stoking the fires here.
But don't you think that...
Just trust me on this one. Ricky, we're gonna gag this guy in a second.
Yeah, Layla, being quiet. Course,
I know you are. You're a good boy. You're a good guy.
I'm being quiet.
But Layla?
Yeah.
You feel that awkwardness? Is Veronica still there?
Yeah, she's
there. Okay. Is that awkwardness? You know, you feel why she'd feel awkward with all those feelings kind of flying around? She doesn't know what to do with them.
I feel really awkward right now.
I think we're leaving it worse. I'll be quiet.
What do you think should do without probing into where they're at? What do you think they should do? What do you think they should do?
I think Veronica needs to say right now how she does feel.
She just did.
No, about sleeping in the same bed.
She's having all kinds of intense feelings.
She doesn't know how she feels.
She doesn't know how she feels.
She doesn't know.
But she was clear on one thing. She wants the relationship back, and because she was having all these confusing feelings, that's right.
Yes.
Because she was having all these confusing feelings, she felt awkward and was avoiding you and staying away and stuff. You guys just need to talk it out, realign your relationship, get all the boundaries set again, and go back on with your life together. Because it sounds like you guys are two of the most for one another, the most important person in each other's world right now.
And person.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I want the friendship to go back exactly how it was, but...
Exactly. But what?
What if she has feelings?
Well, but her feelings are just kind of erupting. They're confusing.
There's going to be lots of feelings.
Yeah.
Lila? Sorry, Layla. There's going to be lots of feelings, and all of it's okay. I mean, you guys are growing up. It's time to check yourselves out.
Okay.
Find out who you are. You know,
the letters after mine.
The hopeful... You
gotta trust me on this one.
The other two guys are
going... Anna's got my back on this one.
And I'm...
Because I can understand how... I think I would know how Layla would feel
right
now.
Yes, I understand that. So what should Layla do?
What should Layla do? I think... I don't know, Drew. Let me tell you something, okay? Both of you girls hang in with me for a second, okay?
Okay.
I know that in the almost 2 years that I've done
We've never been in a situation
like
this.
No. In the almost 2 years that I've done this show, I say some things where I go off on a tangent that we disagree completely.
Yes.
Okay?
And I still let you do it.
And you let me do it because, you know, Ricky's a pig. He's a slime bag. This is the way he talks. This is his view of looking at things. And I also know that you know certain things in a deeper level than I do, and I've even picked up on a lot of those things and be able to see things the same way. But right now, I really...
Don't know where I'm going.
I don't know where you're going, and you've never looked at me so sternly, almost fatherly-like, that I feel like I have to leave right now. But I think that Layla feels very confused, and we need to know how Veronica feels. But every time I look at that, and Anne's like with me.
Because Veronica needs to do that with Layla. The two of them need to reestablish homeostasis, equilibrium in their relationship. And they do, because...
All you have to say is the homeostasis equilibrium thing, and I would have been it.
Their relationship needs to... Because there are new feelings, they need to reach they need to explore them together, understand them, and, you know, get back on their friendship and get it back on track. Anything we do with them talking to us, you know, divulging things to you, Ricky, is a potential to be misinterpreted and flame things and really...
I think it's misinterpreted now. Is this Layla right now?
Yeah.
Because... I'm not going to say anything. I'll tell you what. We're going to hang up. Will you guys turn your radio off?
No, leave them on the line. Let them talk a little bit. How about that?
Let them talk right now?
We'll talk. Go on to the other call and let those two talk a little bit, and we'll get back on the line with them and see how they're doing. That's my recommendation.
Whatever you say, Drew. I've never, ever felt like I'm letting you go with this.
I'm growing a brain tumor. One or the other. But I think that's what you guys talk for a few minutes. Don't hang up,
okay.
And we'll get back in line with you and see how you guys.
But turn your radio down because I want to talk about you while you're gone.
Okay, you guys talk for about 10 minutes. And we'll get back in line with you. Okay.
Which button do I press?
Hold that one.
Okay. Now hopefully they're turning the radio on. Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is most fun.
this is a very interesting
segment. Like banners and things like
this. This is a thing. Okay. Layla, and I know that during the shooting gallery we're going to get a lot of people commenting on this call because. I think that a lot of the listeners...
Veronica is overwhelmingly attracted to Layla in a way that Layla is... She made that clear. You didn't hear her when she said that. I heard a lot of clear.
I picked up on that.
She has very intense feelings, but she doesn't know that she wants to follow him. She might pursue them if Layla...
You think Veronica is a possible clamshaker?
No, Layla loves her girlfriend. And this physical thing blew apart some boundaries that she had that let her feel things even more intensely, and it confused her. So she got scared, avoided her girlfriend... Girlfriend doesn't have the same feeling.
No,
doesn't seem to have the
same
feeling.
They just want to be friends,
but they want their friendship back, and it's a dangerous territory. If they're going to get their friendship back, this is delicate stuff. They've got to be allowed to do it themselves and reach their own. Do you agree, Peter?
Absolutely. Now, my whole point, what I'm seeing, and I think what I see going on here, is Ricky, you just want to find out what Veronica thinks because you think that that's very important. And it is very important.
If it were just us talking to Veronica.
And we probably would. But the point is that if you start this stuff, you might get her to focus on feelings that would detract from what they really want to do.
And the other thing, we're not therapists. We're not here treating these people. It's not a controlled environment. environment, it is very uncontrolled, and things could explode all over the place.
Except this is the thing.
It could really, it could get bad,
yep.
And I don't want to be a part
no,
of
it. No, I don't want
just,
to get...
A relationship
besides,
fall apart.
What's your despite
point?
What people think, I don't want it to get bad either.
No,
I'm
but,
just
right.
thinking that Layla... The thing that was like the key words here was when Veronica says, I want us to sleep in the same beds together. Well, Layla's like, yes, I want
right.
to sleep in the same bed together.
But
do I want to sleep in the
no.
same bed with you if you're sexually attracted to me? Which I can understand.
They need to set, they need to, like,
yeah.
right
well,
now.
Well, that's what
that's
I wanted to help bring
about.
That out.
All right. But I want to give Veronica the chance to decide if she really is that. Given that she now knows Layla is not attracted the same way, does she really even want to get into those feelings
yeah,
anymore?
Maybe,
just
maybe it's more important to
yeah.
keep the relationship
right.
as it was.
Down, right?
Then just say so out loud. That's the point. We
right.
don't necessarily... What you
we
want to do
that.
Is encourage her to say
yeah.
it out loud, and almost like to Layla right there, and that might be
and
more
that
destructive.
That might be the end of their relationship right there.
Right, might spoil the friendship.
Yeah,
right.
that's my...
Right.
I agree with Dr. Julia.
But do you think, it's wrong for Layla... to sleep in the same bed
no.
with Veronica.
No.
If Veronica is sexually attracted to Layla, but Layla does not feel the same
no,
way, and
Veronica
is feeling that way.
Veronica was clear that the most important thing to her was getting back in balance with their relationship, was open and honest and together again. Those feelings will kind of settle down. If they remain overwhelming, the friendship won't survive probably. But that's a different thing than blowing it apart tonight and bringing all those feelings out in the open and then hanging up. Say, okay, guys, go deal with it. Have fun.
Should we just see if they're still on hold?
No, fine. Right we'll give them until 9:35.
Geez, I feel bad because we've got Trish on hold. That like I've been wanting to talk to this one.
An hour and a half.
I had no idea that it was going to go that way.
All right, talk to Trish. We got 7 minutes. Talk
okay.
to her. 5 minutes.
Wow. Time. This has been. I'm having fun. You having fun, Peter?
I'm loving this. Can I do some more of this?
Sure. Trisha.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, this is my problem.
We gotta be real quick, and I'm sorry, it's just we spent so much time with the last call.
Okay, like, my boyfriend, Marcos, was, like, hanging out with his best friend, Jeff, and then, like, he had went to the store, and when he came back, he saw Jeff, like, looking at a picture of mine, jacking off and everything.
What did he do?
And everything.
And he just, like, got really mad and, like, threw like, my good friend before, too, and it's just, like, really scary.
I don't. What confuses me is how all these people keep on getting caught jerking off. That's just what I mean. Everybody keeps on getting caught. Don't they know to lock doors, go to certain places?
This is about,
that is the thing that just baffles me.
Ricky, that's what I got from this call, didn't you, Peter?
I never got caught.
What I was going to say is this is very important, the same reason as shutting barn doors are in case there's a horse left. You know, it's like, yes, this is good, but that's the past tense. That's like an advance. What are we going to do about this? You know, I mean, what is Trisha going to do about this is the question. So what do you want to do?
I think your boyfriend would be pissed, and I could understand him. Even though that's not...
He just is, like, so pissed off about this. They aren't talking anymore about it. They aren't talking at all, and it's just...
If I were talking to Marcos right now, I would suggest that he try and just let it go and hope that he and Jeff can forgive each other. This sounds like one of those kinds of things that doesn't have to blow out everybody else out of the water. My feeling is that it might just be possible that people can let this slide, and after a while, it'll wash out.
The thing is, the picture that he took was like he had stolen Marcos's wallet and everything. And the picture.
Oh well, that's
a jerk, man.
Yeah, that's very different story.
Creepy.
Yeah, that's very different. That's not best friend. It doesn't sound like Jeff is Marcos' best friend. Do you think so,
then
Trisha?
Then we'll come back to them.
I don't know.
Well, it sounds like, you know, what I'm saying is your best friend doesn't go through your wallet and doesn't steal things from you.
He doesn't jerk off the pictures of your girl.
Well, he might in private. But
doesn't get caught jerking off the
pictures. And doesn't come by those pictures dishonestly. That's the thing. And, you know, I mean, obviously if it was honest, it wouldn't have come to that in the first place. But what I'm really hearing now is that this guy, Jeff, is not a good friend to Marcos. So, you know, kiss him off. That's my take.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Nice. The best we can do.
I gotta read this fax really
quick. All
right.
Then let's talk to
we'll
our girls
back.
Real quick before
okay.
we go to commercials here.
Ricky, you really don't tip. I can say anything. It was a joke, you moron. Ricky, you really don't tip at restaurants? Why? Are you one of those cheap, rich bastards out of touch with the working class? Because I live on tips, and a tip will make my day or not. A good tip goes a long way for the average person. I don't suppose you tip chauffeurs either. Kevin from Pasadena. One, I don't drive chauffeur. I don't go anywhere in limos. Two, I am not rich. And ask anybody that works in a restaurant. I'm a very good tipper, you stupid moron. But the reason that I wouldn't tip you, Kevin, is because I don't tip at Del Taco.
Suck my
but
mind.
I'm a great tipper. Ask anybody.
My.
I don't pick up. The reason I'm a good tipper is because I don't pick up the bill.
Except once, man, I had you do it. Didn't
well, the reason that
wedding day, in fact.
Exactly. The reason that I picked up my bill for my reception when we went out for our little dinner is because you guys all left before the bill even got there.
Everybody pays for our own reception.
reception meal.
What?
I paid for
that wasn't
meal,
that wasn't a real reception. At the real reception we did. That's another story.
Yeah, but he paid.
Veronica, you still there?
Yeah.
How's it
and
going?
Now who's now? Where's?
This is Veronica.
Now where's Layla?
She's right here.
Now, boy.
We talked and we were. Just
you sound so much brighter.
Yes, she does.
And this is what she said. She said. Well, I mean, yes, I'm telling this.
What want her to tell
I'm
us?
Your friend. It's me. It's me.
No, because you made me look so bad. I'm so mad at you. Like, I'm some... This is what she said. She said that, because we decided we want to, like, try and get this out of our head. But she said that when she gets really drunk and faded with us, because we have our own apartment. We just got our new apartment. So we do that a lot lately, just to initiate it. But she said that when she gets really drunk and everything, that she thinks about it too, and that she's thought of like leaning over and kissing me again.
Okay.
So I don't. We're just. I don't
you're,
know.
You're exploring this. You guys. You guys.
We're
are,
gonna just. Yeah.
You're
next round of drinks on me.
Okay, but the fact is, you guys
I'm sending a bottle of champagne to your house right now.
The things are safe. The things you guys are talking about are okay. Communication's back open again. You guys keep talking and just stay focused on that friendship. That's the priority.
Hey,
you
let us know how it goes.
Yeah,
listen, hey.
This is a wonderful
also,
story. This is like a happy ending as far as I'm concerned.
Do either of you girls snowboard?
Oof. Yeah, she does.
Okay, listen, I'm going to have another party March 3rd up at Mountain High, an all-night snowboard party for midnight 10. I want to give you guys two passes, okay?
You do?
Yeah.
How do we
get too bad you weren't 21. I'd give you a bar tab, too.
How do we get them?
We're just going to put you on hold. We're going to play commercials, and Scott will get your name. And we're going to put them on hold. We'll get your name, phone number. We'll call you up as the party comes, and we'll get you two passes.
Thanks
okay?
so much for everything. I don't know how else I tell her.
Okay.
Good.
I thought you just said I was like, okay.
It worked out great.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks. We'll be back.
Okay.
The opinions expressed on K-Rock's Love Line are not necessarily those of the staff or sponsors, but sometimes they are. You can call Love Line 1-800-520-1067. Tell them I said hi. Love Line on K-Rock.
And Paul Bostaff
from Slayer, and you're listening to Living With and Dealing With the Love Line.
Don't touch that dial or anything else.
You're back on Love Line. We're here with Peter Tork of the Monkees and of Peter Tork, the new album. And
I'm just, my timing's all together off. I keep on coming in late for the commercials.
Yep.
Okay, I'm late. Listen, let me tell you something.
Hey, let me ask you something. What happened to Oscar?
What?
I don't know.
He blew us off.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm making a prediction. What?
Okay, I've read that.
He's not going to win this fight now.
Okay. Yeah.
I really had a farm last time.
Yeah. That will come along with the earthquake.
March 25th.
Yeah.
The earthquake.
Yeah.
The earthquake, March 25th. You guys, I can't wait till March 26th. I mean, I hope it's not bad and you're all not crushed. Because if you're not crushed...
Just go with the shooting gallery.
If you're not crushed, I can't wait to say, I told you so. We're going to clear all the lines. We're going to do the shooting gallery. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Peter Tork is our guest. We just use open line. We use no screeners. As soon as you hear my voice, you are immediately on the air. Don't say hi to your friends. Don't request bands to be on Loveline. You can write Anne, and she'll take care of that. And don't swear or anything like that, because we're on a five-second delay. Also, because of the five-second delay, turn your radio down, because if you say... anything that is not appropriate for being on the air, it won't be on the air. But we'll talk about whatever you want. Shooting gallery, now.
Shooting gallery.
What's all that noise?
A thing that couldn't die.
You haven't got a prayer.
And especially if you have any questions for Peter Tork, now would be a good time to do it. K-Rock, you are the first caller on the shooting gallery.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Good, what's your name?
Mike.
Oh, okay.
Peter Tork?
Yeah.
You're great. I like the Monkees.
Thank you.
Frank Zappa. I liked that episode with Frank Zappa.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I miss that guy.
Me too.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
You got it.
And also remember, if you have any longer love problems, anything that's pretty heavy, call us back tomorrow and we will be here for you with Terry Brown and... No. Terry Murphy and... Why do I keep on forgetting their names? Terry Murphy and Peter Brown? No. What's their names, Drew?
What?
Tomorrow.
Terry Murphy.
And who?
I just read Terry's bio. I don't know.
I keep on forgetting their names. The people from Hard Copy. Why did I forget their names? I watched the show. I know who they are. I know what they look like. If they were in the room right now, I'd see who they look like.
Punch a button.
K-Rock, you're on the show. Barry Nolan and Terry Murphy. Where'd I get Brown from?
Never mind. You're on the air.
Hey, is Peter Tork still there?
This is me. I'm talking with my mouth.
Hey, I was wondering, why didn't you guys just call yourself the Winnebago? Lead off in the bed.
There he is. What? Hey, you better invite him back up.
What?
We have that.
I keep on forgetting. We're going to do this show one time. We got to get Sydney back, too. Sydney, Ricky, the keyword is control. I did control. That was somebody just faxed us.
You were great, Ricky.
Jeez, because you don't know how I usually am. Drew has calmed me down in the past month. K-Rock, you're... Oh, hold on. K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Hey. I got a question for Pete.
Ask it.
All right, check it out. I heard that the guy who does Jack Handy on SNL is used to be one of the Monkees. Which one is he?
No. Wrong.
He's not?
No.
He's not?
That's it.
He's still not.
He never was.
K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Hi, I was wondering about the snowboard party, when it's going to be.
It's going to be March 3rd,
uh-huh.
Midnight till 8 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Tickets, I think, are on sale now at Ticketmaster. I'll find out more information tomorrow, and Sam I Am is going to play.
All right.
They're cool, too. They're a really good band.
All right, I'd just like to congratulate you guys on doing a good job.
Well, thank you. We would like to congratulate you on having the knowledge on listening to the show.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, whatever.
And whatever. K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Peter?
Yeah.
You guys call the monkey
and bang
the monkey all the time?
There you go.
Next. K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Here we go. Going down. You said it would.
I'd just like to say to those two girls who kissed each other.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so glad they got that worked out, because I know how it is to have problems like that with your best friend.
I bet a lot of best friends have problems like that.
Was I good?
That was definitely good.
Okay.
Hey.
Thank you.
Made my day.
I could have taken it in the gutter, you know.
You could have, and you didn't, Ricky. I'm so
but
proud of you. I can't tell you.
K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I was wondering if I can get two tickets to a snowboard party.
Really easy, bro. All I have to do is go to Ticketmaster.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He wants some
K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery, of course.
Hi, I have a question for Ricky.
Yeah.
What is queef?
What is what?
A queef.
Gig fart?
Oh, it is?
K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
God help me.
Oh, music's over and nobody's there.
No, they are. K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Chaos is...
Here, we'll play this music because it's up here. No, this is Zamfir. K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Speak to us.
You're on the shooting gallery.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Layla from Costa Mesa, Huntington Beach, I guess. And I just wanted all everyone to know that I'm not a lesbian.
Is this the same Layla?
No, it's a different Layla.
Oh, okay. K-Rock, you're on the shooting
Layla's
gallery.
Layla's not a lesbian either.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Who is this?
Who do you think it is? You called?
Oh, it's K-Rock?
Yeah.
Cool, am I on the air?
Totally. Wow. What's up, man?
I'm not on the air, dude. Yep.
You're right. No,
you are.
You're not.
Oh, hey, wait. I just wanted to say, you guys kick ass, dude.
I want to say you're right.
All right. Next.
K-Rock on the shooting gallery.
Yeah, I want to talk to Ricky.
You're talking to him.
Hey, Ricky, what's up? I want to see if you can get me and my friend Don a date.
Get you and your friend Don a date.
Yeah, dude, we can't find dates.
Why don't you date your friend Don?
Nah, dude, he's a guy. Come on, now.
Listen, okay?
Yeah.
My friends are all losers. Wouldn't I like to get...
I want a girl, Ricky.
No, dude, listen.
Yeah.
Don't you think I would get my loser friends dates before I would get you?
No, dude.
Why?
Because, dude, I'm more important than your loser friends, dude.
And that's why you don't have dates. K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Shooting gallery?
Yeah.
Who do you think it is? Sometimes they call Kiss FM on accident, and it was great. K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Hey, Ricky, who's your favorite band?
How old are you?
13.
Who's yours?
Pennywise.
Good. Oh, that's Drew's favorite band.
Oh.
New or old? Who's your favorite band right now, Peter? You like any new bands?
I haven't heard anything I like since Jane's Addiction.
Really? You like Jane's Addiction?
Yeah. I thought Ben Costello's the best record since the Beatles.
Jeez. Coming from Peter
Hart. Well, just about one of the greatest records since the Beatles, yeah.
I like a lot of the poppy stuff, like Descendants and all.
I haven't heard any.
That band Sponge that's played on K-Rock, I went and saw them on the Jon Stewart show. They were so cool,
yeah.
And they're totally jazzed about doing Loveline, yeah. And they were good, and I'm glad, because all I heard was that one song, and they were good. And I also like Rancid a lot, and I also like Hank Williams.
Yeah.
Okay?
Senior?
Senior, of course. K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Hi, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I have this strange pain in my lower left side.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like an ovulation cramp,
yeah.
But then it continues.
How old are you?
Excuse me?
How old are you?
27.
You've been having your regular periods lately?
Yeah, my period's like clockwork,
the most likely thing to do that sort of thing, if it is of pelvic origin, would be either ovarian cyst or endometriosis. But you need to see somebody, get a pelvic exam, and see what it is, okay?
Yeah, I've had, like, pap smears, and they've all come out normal.
It's nothing to do with a pap smear.
Oh, it's not.
You need to examine for pelvic pain.
Okay, can you suggest an inexpensive or free clinic that I could go to?
Inexpensive or free clinic?
You could just try any county facilities. You know, LA County, USC, all of you, that sort of thing, have gynecology clinics. You could go there, okay?
USC?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
Hey, what were some of your favorite old-time
comedian themes.
Old-time comedian themes?
Themes. Laurel and Hardy.
Abbott and Stella.
You mean teams? Oh, teams! The Marsh Brothers.
Marsh Brothers.
That's oh.
Carl's my favorite.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And then so teams. That's it for teams. Steve Allen and Danny Kaye were like my heroes as kids, as when I was a kid, as comic. Sorry,
K-Rocker on the shooting gallery.
Yeah, Ricky.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, what's that, a Riot Girl?
What?
What do you think of Riot Girl?
What do I think about Riot Girl?
Yeah.
What's Riot Girl?
Riot Girls. Have you heard about that?
Am I that clueless?
Ooh, you're
right
behind,
now? I'm really behind. What's Riot Girls?
I thought it was something that came and went already, actually.
Oh, God.
Why don't you explain to them what it is?
What is Riot Girls?
It's like those girls, you know, that they're like, woo, go K-Rock!
That's what Riot Girls are?
Like, not
they're girls that go, woo, go K-Rock? Oh, in that case, I love Riot Girls.
Oh, you do?
Sure. Boy, I feel really out of it. Are they after Wacky Packs?
And well, you should.
I don't know what a Wacky Pack is.
K-Rock, you are on the shooting gallery. Now you have to ask. What's up, man?
Hey, Rick, can you shoot me?
No.
No more shoots on request, huh?
K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Yeah, I'm on.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Patrick.
Do you like Riot Girls?
Kind
of. Okay.
What's a Riot Girl?
It's the people who, scream for K-Rock.
Really?
Really?
That wasn't what it used to be. But go ahead.
Okay, I'm the son of a teacher of Zoo in high school. I emailed her 2 weeks ago.
Son of a teacher of yours in high school.
Okay.
You emailed Drew.
Yeah.
You emailed me. I don't have an email. I don't have a printer.
Be careful emailing Drew because you're not emailing him. So somebody might be else saying they're
no,
Dr.
No,
Drew.
No. Okay. I emailed Ricky.
Dude, it's a shooting gallery. You got to be real quick.
Yeah. Okay. I emailed...
Listen, okay? Real quick, because we got to go?
Yeah?
I haven't answered any of my email because I moved, so I've been like a month behind, so I'm going to get to all my letters, okay? K-Rock, you're on the shooting gallery.
Hello,
We're with you so far.
Huh?
We're with you so far.
Okay, I'd like to know why the Headbangers Ball was canceled.
Because, let me give a good answer, okay? Let me make a totally lying answer up right now, okay? Because I wanted to devote more time to Loveline. Do you believe that one?
No one believe you if you sound like you're lying, huh?
Oh, well, that's not true at all. I don't know why. Okay?
We got to wrap up.
K-Rock on the shooting gallery. One last one.
Yeah, Peter Tork.
You got him.
Monkees, man. They were great. I was a child. I grew up loving music.
Oh, my God. You know what the funniest thing? What's your name?
Marilyn.
I was a child, too.
I still am.
And I want to say one thing to all the girls out there. If you don't want to get on the pill and you don't want to use the rubber, for goodness sake, get a Depo-Provera shot. Look into it.
Okay. All right. Or get a Norplant. Those are the other things.
No, not a Norplant.
I understand. The Depo-Provera is a shot you can take every 3 months, and it...
The problem
with Depo-Provera
like
is a lot of menstrual irregularity. Some women bleed the whole 3 months. It's going to be unpleasant.
Well, anything's a little unpredictable, isn't
that's
it?
Right. Well, that's correct. But this one is good. It's a good birth control. I don't object to it. But a lot of patients don't stay with it because of the menstrual problem.
We have to go, Drew.
All right.
I guess we're going to go right now because we stayed a little bit later. And thank you very much for being a guest, Peter.
It
good luck with the record. Give the phone number one more time if you want to get the new Peter Tork record.
1-800-668-7420. Call up 1-800-668-7420. Thank you, guys. Ricky, Drew, it was great to talk to you
thank
guys.
Thank you, Peter.
Had a wonderful time.
We'll have you back again.
I hope you do. Thanks.
Rodney, what do you have coming up next? Rodney on the Rock is on from 10 to 1 now.
I got Belly, and I got some cuts.
Belly's coming down here tonight.
Yeah, and the new Duran Duran album, and a couple of things.
Woo!
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Woo!
And one of those, don't you hate those singles that they put out, those CD singles?
Never thought about it, Rodney. Never thought about it.
One way or the other, no.
Okay, so Rodney on the Rock is coming up from 10 to 1. He's even got his monkey shirt on, just so you can just picture
unbelievable.
It, okay?
Unbelievable.
Wouldn't you say that would sort of be a monkey shirt?
It is a monkey shirt. It's definitely what it is. It's a blue monkey shirt, and that's what it is, with a little tiny panel on the front line.
With the
eight
buttons.
The eight buttons.
Rodney.
No, Peter, did you tell everybody you're in the Brady Bunch movie?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the Brady Bunch movie.
Rodney, what does Angeline do?
What does she do?
What
does she do?
Well, she does have records out, like dance kind of techno kind of things. And
that's what I want to know.
Rodney knows those things.
Okay. Rodney on the Rock is coming up next. Please join us tomorrow. We've got Terry Murphy.
Hi, Debbie.
And Barry Nolan from Hard Copy. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. And Tuesday on Loveline, it's Mrs. Anilo. Mr. Anilo. Oh, he's not going to come? What a prick. not only do our guests cancel, but when our guest is Ann's husband, they cancel.
Ricky, did you tell everybody who's going to be on Loveline next week?
Yes, Tracy Lords.
Tracy
the night
Lords.
That I will be at the Daytona 500.
Oh.
Good planning, Ann.
Oh, no.
But Mrs. Dr. Drew and Mrs. Rackman is going to be here. I bet you he hates calling that. So that'll be our Loveline show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Stay up with Rodney on the Rock. He's got some good stuff for you. You're listening to 106.7 KROQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles, the world-famous K-Rock, Southern California.
Not that button, the other button.
Good night.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. We're too busy singing to put anybody down. We go where we want to, do what we like to do. We don't want the time to get restless. There's always something new. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say. Look over your shoulder. Guess who'll be standing there? Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Hello, I'm Davy Jones,
and I'm
No. Okay,
K-R-O-Q.
All right, ready.
You're
on the rock. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Davy Jones.
And I'm Peter Tork.
And you're listening to...
And you're Mickey Dolan.
Hello.
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 Hello,
I'm Davy Jones.
And I'm Mickey Dolan.
And I'm Peter Tork. And you're listening to...
Rodney on the Rock.
On K-R-O-Q FM.
Pasadena, Los Angeles.
Hey, what's happening, Rodney?
Rodney.
I know where you're coming from, man.
Hare Krishna, waterbed.
That's right, it's 10 o'clock and time for the original Rodney on the Rock show. And tonight, live in the studio, Belly. Plus, I have new things from Duran Duran. I've got tickets to give away for Elastica and Suede and Nina Hagen. So stay tuned from now to 1 a.m.
is Christine Taylor.
I'm Marcia from Paramount Pictures' The Brady Bunch movie. And on behalf of The Brady Bunch, I'd like to wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
And I'm Rodney Bingenheimer, known as Rodney on the Rock. I am here. We just heard some Bent Back Tulips. That's Drama-Rama doing a Monkey's tune of Sweet Young Thing. And, of course, we heard a She. That was performed by a band called The Shower Scene from Psycho doing She. And then you heard I'm a Believer. That's from Nina Hagen, who's going to be at the Whiskey on that Valentine's Day coming up. And she'll be at the Whiskey a Go-Go on Valentine's night. Okay, right before her, we heard another band called Mr. T Experience doing a Pleasant Valley Sunday, which was pretty good. And then we heard Zebra Stripes doing her intro to 66. And she's got a new album that just came out, by the way. I'll be playing that sometime in the next couple of weeks. Then we heard the God himself, Mr. Brian Wilson, doing his version of This Could Be the Night. And it was a great wedding he had over at the church out in Rancho Palos Verdes. He had a big wedding at the Wayfarers Chapel. I went to the wedding. It was amazing. I'll be talking more about that probably on my movie review thing a little bit later. Everybody in the world was there, all the Beach Boys, including Mike Love and Wendy and Carney Wilson. And it was just amazing. I'll talk to you about that later. Okay, I got some giveaways here. Okay, 106.7 K-Rock want to send you the latest release of this new album called Cupid's Revenge for Valentine's Day. It's the ultimate punk love songs from the 70s and the 80s, featuring bands like the Buzzcocks, Circle Jerks, the Rodders, the Nuns are on here, X, and it just goes on for days and days. And it just came out, it's called Cupid's Revenge, the world's most romantic, and they cross off love, punk songs. All the punk songs. I'm going to send you those CDs if you give me a call and right here. And then coming up is Belly. Belly will be here live in the studio, and we'll be here with Belly. They got a new album that just came out, and they're going to be over at Virgin Megastore, I believe, tomorrow. Anyway, coming up right after this.
Listen up, divers, surfers, beachgoers, and water enthusiasts of all ages. Dive and Surf's gigantic 19th annual yard sale is happening this Thursday through President's Day, February the 20th. It's...